This is the JetBlue Patriots pregame social, live from the Patriots Facebook page.
Brady empty backfield, shotgun, time to throw, toward the end zone, touchdown, Rob Gronkowski.
The pregame social is the world's biggest virtual tailgate, featuring the fans of the three-time Super Bowl champion New England Patriots.
Back-to-back, world championships, 3 out of 4. Yes, it's a dynasty.
Paul Perillo and Andy Hard of Patriots Football Weekly are here to do the grilling as your hosts. This week, the Patriots are back in the comfy confines of Gillette Stadium to take on the 0-11 Indianapolis Colts.
Brady takes the snap. Looks, fires, ends zone. Yeah! Touchdown! Aaron Hernandez, Tom Brady, pulls the fat out of the fire.
Now, Paul and Andy get you ready for the game live from the Subway Fresh broadcast studios inside Gillette Stadium. Patriots Nation, welcome to the JetBlue Patriots pregame social.
You know, when we came up with the idea for the JetBlue Patriots pregame social, Andy Hart, I think this is what we had in mind. A nice, solid 1 o'clock start here at Gillette Stadium so everyone can get their pregame analysis done right here with PFW, Andy Hart, Paul Perillo, breaking down the game. Unfortunately, this is only the second time we've been able to do it with our 10:45 a.m. Eastern time start.
And we're not going to talk about the game because the game stinks. So two unfortunate things.
And we're playing an 0-11 team who Bill Belichick has to take seriously. And he spent the majority of the week sort of chastising us in the media for not doing so. And making sure his team takes them seriously, but we don't have to.
And in doing so, we don't have to prove our point. Because if they legitimately take them seriously, then they'll legitimately blow them out of the water, and we can say, see, Bill, they weren't that good. But he can say, we only blew them out because we took them seriously. So we all win, except Taylor Price.
And something tells me, Andy, that the next 2 hours are going to be spent talking an awful lot about a third-round receiver out of a little-known football school in Ohio University who has somehow has somehow captured the imagination of a lot of people, and you and I are at the top of the list. We both liked him a lot. We're both intrigued. But he's no longer here, and a lot of reports are indicating, national reports, according to quote-unquote sources, that he will not make it through waivers. Someone will pick him up. So any ideas of, you know, maybe you just had to let him go for a week the way they've been doing a lot of times this season? I don't think that's the case.
And that was a theory that a couple of local guys promoted initially, and I just didn't see it. I mean, a third-round talent who's fast, who never proved himself unable to play,
right,
is going to get a chance. On a rookie contract, Patriots have paid the bonus money. You just claim him at basically minimum cost, and even if it's not for this year, you now retain his rights to have an offseason, a training camp, and see if you can steal somebody. I think it makes a lot of sense for a lot of teams that need help at receiver. And I've said it all along, if he legitimately has a problem learning playbooks and complex offenses, it definitely makes a lot of sense for some teams like, you know, Cincinnati or Oakland, which don't necessarily run the most complex of offenses, where he can just go out, use his speed, use his hands, make some plays. I think he's going to make plays in this league.
And even if you do have a complex offense, it might make some sense to bring him somewhere and say, hey, learn this element of a playbook, you know, learn these 10, 12 concepts that we have, and you just focus on that. Learn that, focus on that. You might be able to help us in these last 4 or 5 games, and we'll go from there if it's a playoff team and he can help you in the future or whatever. And then you have the whole offseason to sort of ingratiate him in your entire system.
Right.
I agree with you 100%. Too much raw ability there. And again, I think the one point that you made that I really agree with, he hasn't proven himself one way or the other. I mean, a lot of people say, well, he hasn't done anything. And that's true. But he hasn't done anything wrong either.
Right.
And here's the thing.
On the field.
That's what I'm
saying. In front of public eyes.
If he went out and had the season that Chad Ochocinco has had to date, I would say, if I were another team, you know what?
I'll pass.
Because this is a young guy who's second year in the system, and that's all he can do. I'll pass. I haven't seen him on the field not showing signs that he can do anything physically. So it does appear to be 100% a mental thing here in terms of whatever. Playbook, rapport with Tom Brady, trust, all those things are probably all factors. And if I'm another team, I say, well, it might be different if I can get him into my system, and maybe it's a little bit easier for him to understand. So I'm sure that the Taylor Price situation is going to be one that we're talking about throughout the morning here. We should add that the move that was made to that forced him to go was to add a practice squad offensive lineman, Nick McDonald.
Not Nick Mangold, as I sometimes like to call him.
No, he's a center/guard who's got some experience. I think he played in Green Bay prior to coming to New England this season. They were a little bit, and we talked about this last week as well, Andy, they were a little bit iffy at center with Dan Conley nursing a groin injury. Ryan Wendell had a calf problem that popped up again on this this latest injury report. And we were all sort of wondering who would be the guy if they needed another center. And evidently on the practice squad, we knew that McDonald had experience, and evidently Belichick wasn't willing to go another week without a guy on the active roster. So he made that move, and unfortunately that meant the end for Taylor Price.
Fortunately. And some people are giving us credit for this. All last week on PFW in Progress and PFW TV, we said, if you're not going to play him, just cut him. Well, maybe they watched, maybe they listened, and just cut him.
Yeah, and I think it's a really good thing for Taylor Price. There's no question about that. I think he's probably a little bit bummed out right now, and I think in the long run it might be the best thing that ever happened to his career.
Sure, and I don't blame the Patriots. You know, I've got a lot of this tweets. If the offense is too complex and Ocho can't learn it and Taylor Price can't learn it, then you got to dumb down the offense.
No, you don't.
There's a reason why you are consistently the best passing game in football over the last, and it's not just Brady. Part of it is the receivers and the routes they're running and the adjustments. And even Welker talked about it last week in Philadelphia. You know, we're almost finding new ways to tweak things and come up with creative ways to run things. That's because they are so good and they're so precise. And I don't think you change that. You just need to do a better job finding guys that fit into that mentally, whether they're young, middle of their career, old, because we've seen them fail kind of across the gamut there. You need to do a better job scouting the minds of these receivers to make sure they fit. The JG rule, as we apparently stole from somebody in Connecticut, but
off of someone's blog.
Okay.
Last August.
The JG rule that, you know,
Chris. I don't want to say someone. It was Chris.
Somebody comes in and does it right away, he's Gaffney. Somebody doesn't, he's Galloway. You need to make sure you find Gaffneys, not Galloways.
So that's a good job by you, Andy Hart, of setting the table for us this week as we prepare to take on the 0-11 Indianapolis Colts. As always, a lot of different ways you can participate in the JetBlue Patriots pregame social. You can email us. webradio@patriots.com is the address. webradio@patriots.com. You can also give us a call on the Ace Ticket Hotline at 508-298-0398. That is otherwise known as the Jeff in Vegas Ticket Hotline. We'll go with that from now on. I'm sure we'll hear from him shortly.
You think if we build a casino, he'll just move to Foxborough?
He could. Why don't we just stay in the Renaissance?
Yeah. Live there. Top floor.
So that'll be interesting to see how that impacts him.
Heavens to Betsy!
Be interesting to see what Jeff has to say about the 20-plus point spread that the Patriots will be dealing with today. Also, as always, Andy Hart gets very lonely, so I want you guys to keep him busy on the Twitter feed. Make sure you give a hashtag of PPGS, Patriots Pregame Social. Andy likes to read those tweets throughout the course of the show.
Yeah.
And keep them coming. And as always, send us your photos. It's a home game today, a 1 o'clock game. Unseasonably warm still for December.
Yeah,
it's
pretty nice out
beautiful
there.
Day out there. So the tailgates must be in full force if you're listening on your iPhone or on the Patriots. What is it? The Patriots mobile app? Which one is that? The mobile app, right? For those, all right, whatever. If you're listening to us and you're out in the parking lot, if you're out in the parking lot, send us some photos of your tailgate. We'll get them up on the Facebook page.
Back to the brunch. You know, we've been having dinners and late afternoons.
This is back to normal. We seem like our body clocks are all off here.
Although,
at 10:45 a.m.
Pretty sure a bacon bomb is good for
that's
any
That's good at any time because bacon makes any meal better. We know that. So give us your photos. Send them in. Matt and Kevin will get them up on the Facebook page. We'll have some polls that we'll get to in a moment. But like we always do early in the show, we go right back to Andy Hart and we take a look at the FanTab Patriots on fantab.com. To take the temperature, Andy Hart. Dr. Hart.
Easy, Jess. Jeff. Or Jess. Whatever. New England Patriots average rating here is 90. Blowing away the competition in the AFC East.
How's the Colts confidence rating?
Colts confidence.
Do you have to go to a different window for that?
I can scroll down for you. 50.
Wow.
Same as the New York Jets, by the way.
Are you ready, comedy partner?
Colts.
Waka waka.
Colts fans and Jets fans equally as confident in their football team. Patriots have actually been on the rise, gone up a point in the last 24 hours, 290. But I would urge people, get over there. You know, I still see a relatively low number of fans over there, and I know we're among the leaders in the NFL, but let's show the power of Patriots Nation. We know that if you've seen the local updates on the Pro Bowl voting, Patriots very strong on the internet. They always are when they try to vote people in for anything. Get over to fantab.com. It's a fantabulous site, and you can talk trash with Bills fans, Jets fans, Patriots fans. You know, there's a conversation you can have about Taylor Price, obviously. And get your I don't see how your confidence rating right now is not at 100, if you're certainly talking about this game, because mine would be at 110.
Yeah, and I'm not going to rip you this week, because I think it might just be plain simply out of
apathy.
Boredom. Yeah, it's boredom. It's like a preseason game. Andy, you said that in your six-pack on Friday.
No question.
It has a very preseason-y feel here. I don't think there's anybody that really thinks there's anything to be overly concerned about.
Boring.
And I'm not going to try to generate any false reasons, you know, like some radio shows do, false reasons to be concerned and
like some head
and
coaches do.
Well, that's his job. It's not really the job of a radio host.
Oh, you can go on with your soliloquy all you want.
Yeah, I mean, that's his job to make sure his players are focused. It's
which
not
I
my
think
job
I said to... off the air is actually bad news for the Colts, because if he succeeded
really
at his
the
job
problems.
And got his team to take this game seriously as it would almost any other game, it's going to prove us right, because they'll blow him out of the bleeping water.
Everybody just do your job!
Okay, Bill, and ours is to talk about this game.
So, Kevin, do we have a poll up on the Facebook page yet that we can lead off the top of the hour here, top of the show,
we
I should
do.
Say?
It's,
which quarter will we see Brian Hoyer?
Negative.
That's coming, right?
First? Second?
It's who should be the Patriots' third wide receiver in today's game. And the choices are Chad Ochocinco, Tiguan Underwood, Julian Edelman, or Matthew Slater. I saw Andy... Andy, weren't you?
Yeah,
Twitter
I misread
war
that
earlier.
Twitter war about what?
Weren't you talk? Didn't somebody tweet at you about this very question? And you said it should be Kevin Falk.
Yeah, I misread it.
Okay,
I thought it was emergency quarterback they were asking. Gotta read. It's only 140 characters, and when you skip a few, it really changes the.
Yeah, it's tough. You can't get through the entire tweet. Well, that was too long. I didn't want to go through it.
The correct answer there is Chad Ochocinco. They asked me on the Hub pregame show, why do we keep buying this BS and these breakout? I don't think anyone really buys it. It's just fun to talk about.
I think people buy it.
Oh, I'm not sure people really buy it. I think they like to say it, and it's interesting. I don't think anybody buys it. Like, if you made them, you know, wager something on it, this is the week that Ocho breaks out, I don't think anybody on the planet would bet it. I'm just rooting for him, because I spoke with him this week for the first time. He's a nice man.
I just, it's funny. I mean, at this stage, now, I understand the attention it has gotten.
He's Ocho.
He's Ochocinco. I understand that. I think it's getting to the point now where it's a little bit silly. That it's still going on, but I understand where it came from. He's a high-profile guy with a larger-than-life personality,
and not hateable.
And he's a good guy. I know some people don't like him, but I don't think really a lot of people that don't like him have ever really gotten to talk to him or listen to him or really hear him on a consistent basis. They see some things from afar.
Like most of his tweets, I mean, he's engaging. He really, in my opinion, cares about the fans and enjoys interacting with them. And, you know, all these dinners he does when he was with Cincy, and he would invite fans on Twitter when he was in a road city to come have dinner with him. I think those are genuine. I think he enjoys people and meeting and doing things. I think that's what a lot of his stuff is about. He has a lot of interest and really likes taking advantage of who he is in life because he can do these things. I don't see how you can hate him. I mean, you can be annoyed.
I don't hate
that
him.
Your team paid him $6 million and traded for him, and he's done absolutely nothing. That's fine. From a team perspective, he's not helping you the way he was supposed to.
Yeah.
But he's not hateable. He has not had an attitude with anyone. I think he genuinely, when he says he doesn't want to talk because he hasn't done anything, I think that's real. I don't think it's really a defense mechanism. I think he really believes, I don't deserve to talk. I haven't done anything.
Yeah, I'm with you. I think there's very little, other than his lack of production, to really not like, and that's right.
Unfortunately, that's the
only important thing. But without further ado, I am going to go to the Ace Ticket Hotline and check in with Jeff in Vegas and find out how he's handling this inflated spread.
Jefe,
Jeff.
Good morning. How are you?
You packing your boxes to move to Foxborough?
I am, Andy. And first of all, it's wicked early out here.
I know. Well, you shouldn't live that way out there. Nothing happens good out there.
Yes, agreed. Forget nothing good happens at 2 a.m. How about I get to sleep about like quarter to 6 a.m. for a couple minutes. But all of Vegas is buzzing And I guess I feel really sorry for the Vegas haters like Brooklyn Matt and Anthony and Nate Bowles, and that maybe they can pick a different NFL team to root for if they keep wanting to hate on Vegas.
They don't hate the team or
I
Vegas.
I think they hate you.
Yeah,
not
I think
necessarily
it's personal.
Vegas.
No offense, but I think it's personal. I think they hate you.
Yeah, I agree completely. That's unquestionably what it is. And a lot of the listeners get a kick out of those swimming in money references and analogies. But there seems to be a confluence of money with Steve Wynn, Bob Kraft, and Jeff in Vegas all talking about these New England Patriot-themed casinos and such.
Yeah, I don't know about New England Patriot-themed, but that'll be a topic of the day here in Foxborough with reports indicating that Wynn will be in attendance for the game and kind of scouting out the area. And he should see a good performance. He should, he's on the Patriots side, so to speak. He certainly should feel good about this game. My guess is going to be a lot of cheering and a lot of points scored and a lot of fun here today.
Yeah, and there's those unsubstantiated rumors abound that it was, our segment on the PPGS sponsored by JetBlue and PFW that actually inspired Steve Wynn to conjure up this amazing idea.
We should probably avoid any. I don't want any connection to that.
That's enough of that. That's a business venture, not necessarily a Patriots venture. So we'll stick with that.
Understood completely, gentlemen. And first off, congrats to the is it the Everett Crimson Tide?
That is correct.
And going back to back, which is harder than ever with that target on your back to repeat.
Yeah, those 21-year-old kids are really maturing.
9 Super Bowls and 20 years of coaching for John DiBiase. That's 9 Super Bowl titles, I should say. He's been to some others that they haven't won.
Well,
yeah,
those veteran 10-year players are really, they pay off in the long run.
Yeah, and that's generally what happens when you dominate is you spawn jealousy. Of course, Andy Hart's alma mater, Dartmouth, one of the victims that Everett has left in its wake.
So where's
although,
this?
I'll give Andy Hart some credit. That was the hardest fought Super Bowl victory that Everett had for
athletically,
sure.
Athletically, they matched
overtime
up a little bit.
Overtime.
Where's the money going this week? The smart money from Jeff.
I'm so glad you asked, Andy. First of all, just with the line, it opened about New England by 21, dropped down to 20, settled in about 20 and a half. A
lot of money coming in on the Colts.
Yeah, ton. It's there actually is the over under steady at about 47.5, and that
now is that just the Patriots or does that include Colts points?
and that's one thing, and that brings us directly to, incidentally, the Jeff Smart Money play of the week.
Heavens to Betsy!
And we'll start with the total first. Again, I can't resist. I'm going under the 47.5 because hopefully it will just be New England that is doing most of that scoring. We might have to get the brunt, the vast majority of that 47.5. And as you guys know, I'm with, believe it or not, a place I hate to be, Eric Scalavino.
Uh-oh.
And I just can't resist the value. I got to take the Indianapolis Colts getting the 20.5, but
you lose.
Not a large play.
You're smart.
Hopefully New England will destroy them. I got to go Colts and the under yet again.
You'll lose both times, so that money is getting quite as deep that you're swimming in.
I think you could win the under. I don't think you have a prayer of winning the line. I feel 24 points get you the cover. But Jeff, as always, we appreciate you leading off our show each and every week, and we'll touch base with you during the week on PFW in Progress.
See you, Jefe.
That's Jeff in Vegas once again, going a little bit conservative this week. Andy Hart, low play, small play. But he likes the Colts and the points and in the under.
Yeah, I don't like it.
Yeah, it's the over under is a tough one because you just
wait a minute. You take the under and the Colts with the points
plus and all that.
I don't like it. I would go the exact opposite. I think they're gonna blow them out of the water.
Well,
I mean, if you score 45 as the Patriots, the Colts might score two.
Yeah, that's why I think that the over is a good play because I think that all they need is about 3 from the Indianapolis side to get the over. But anyway, we don't need to delve any deeper into that. A lot of emails coming in. Love to see that. The Ace Ticket Hotline, once again, 508-298-0398. We just heard from our resident gambling degenerate.
Let me put a call out for calls. I've been getting on Twitter a couple smatterings of Tyquan Underwood fans, and I want somebody who knows
Sides
Tyquan
Eldridge.
Underwood to call. Yeah, not him. Other people have said, oh, I watched him in college. He was great. He never got a chance in Jacksonville. He's way better than Taylor Price, far more productive in college. Well, that's not true based on the numbers, because I checked the numbers. He had one season that was much better. He had a 1,000-yard season as a junior, but he still only caught like 60 passes.
And he was playing in an offense that threw the ball.
Right. And, you know, Taylor Price had, people don't want to hear it, he had back-to-back 50-catch seasons at Ohio, back-to-back 5-touchdown seasons. He ended his career, with over 2,000 yards receiving, which is more than what Underwood had at Rutgers. Now, I didn't watch a ton of either guy, so I don't want to say one guy was great, one guy wasn't, whatever. But I want Taquan Underwood fans to sell me on him, and maybe why he is a legitimate, because he was a guy, went back and read some of his draft stuff. People said he could be a deep threat, he can make some plays, he's very quick. He has a 4.4 40, just like Taylor Price. He's got decent size beyond just, you know, the extra 6 inches he's got from the hair.
This isn't an anti-Underwood.
No, I just want to know, if you're a fan of Underwood, sell me on him. Sell me that he could be the young guy this team finally develops, because he's young. I mean, he was drafted last year, right? A seventh-round pick for Jacksonville last year?
Yeah, I want to see this as a second year.
Or
yeah,
2 years, or whatever.
Probably considered a first-year player.
Either way, he's young. So maybe this is the guy they finally develop, and maybe he passes the JG test. We saw him get on the field last week, so maybe he passes that test. I just want to – somebody sell me on Underwood can be what I thought Price could be, the rare young receiver that they develop so they don't have to hope every offseason that they can find somebody.
Well, do you want to get into some of the Taylor Price and let some – I think the fans are looking to get in on this. We have a lot
Bring
of emails. Matter of fact, an unusual amount of emails this early in the show all around, but I'm guessing, looking at the subject lines, that a lot of them have to do with – Mr. Price. So I'll start off with
Chris?
Juan.
Did he do something?
CP3? No. I am deeply disappointed about what happened to Taylor Price. I mean, they should have just given him at least one chance to prove that he could do it. Just proves that a lot of receivers are never given a fair chance in New England. But do you guys think that with this receiving core, the Patriots can win against a team that plays like the Steelers? Andy?
I missed it. Sorry. I looked over at Twitter for a moment.
Okay. The question was, very disappointed about Taylor Price.
Yep.
Feels like a lot of times Patriots receivers are not giving given a proper chance in New England. Do you think that the current receiving core can stack up against the defense like Pittsburgh?
Yeah, as I've said, if they can stay 100% healthy, then I think they're fine. I just have my concerns about the depth. And the best depth on this team, to me, is a little repetitive in Julian Edelman. So I have concerns that they can't diversify their offense, and I don't know if I want to go into a – say Branch gets hurt, because, let's be honest, he gets hurt sometimes. If you go into a matchup and it's Welker and Edelman and then the two tight ends, and maybe one of those is nicked up because both of them seem to have been nicked up at various points this year, I don't feel quite as good. Now maybe I only have 2.5 weapons or even 2 weapons when you kind of divvy it all up. So at 100% health, those 4 guys, I feel pretty good about my matchup. But am I going to be at 100% health? That's my question.
Yeah, and that is the only question, really. You hit the nail on the head. I wanted to talk just real quickly, just in looking down the Twitter feed. We don't normally go through the blow-by-blow of what's going on around the league, but Josh Freeman evidently not going to play today for Tampa Bay. That's a major... major fantasy play. I'm sure we have some fantasy football participants that listen to our show here in the JetBlue Patriots pregame social. Josh Freeman out for the Bucs today. But a lot more Taylor Price stuff. This is a good one, Andy, from Gene in Daytona.
Gene.
My wife saw this morning that Taylor Price was released. So she asked me, why would the Patriots release that young receiver and keep Bocho? I said, they say Taylor does not know the plays the same way as Tom. She said, I thought you said Taylor looked pretty good in the preseason. Yeah, he did, but it was with Brian Hoyer. She said, doesn't Tom run the same plays as Brian? Yeah, I guess so, but I did hear on the John Rook playbook show him say, everybody's making a big deal about a kid from a no-name school that has never proved anything on the field. She said, is he right? And I said, I guess. Taylor has not proven himself on the field this regular season, but he sure looked good in the preseason. She asked, well, has he had a chance on the field? And I said, not really. Ocho has been out there mostly, and the only one Tom has thrown to. She said, I don't understand. Why would they get rid of a third-round pick with such potential for these older guys with no future? I said, they had to make room in the roster for another center, and besides, he would be cutting into Ocho's snaps. She said, isn't Ocho the guy that has been dropping touchdown passes? I said, yeah, and they got a new guy now that drops them too, named Underwood. She then said to me, I just don't understand football, I guess. I said to her, That's because Shenorta's not as smart as Bill Belichick. She said, maybe you're right, but I sure would not have given up on that kid. That's when I ended the conversation and lowered the axe on her and gave her the old BB response. I'm sorry, dear, but we just don't talk about players no longer on our team. Well done.
It's a good email right there. Out of the mouths of babes.
Well done. Let's see. What else we have here on Taylor Price? Looks like Shane in Miami.
Wait a minute. Didn't he played with Brady in the preseason? He wasn't all Hoyer.
In Detroit, he did. Yeah. They had a little miscommunication, if I recall.
Yeah, it happens.
Looked like a back shoulder fade that Taylor Price didn't know was a back shoulder fade.
Now, let's not say they didn't give him a chance this year. He threw one pass to him, right?
That's
correct. Didn't he 0-1 on the season?
Yeah. Brady punted the ball to him end over end.
Yeah, there's a shock.
Shane in Miami says,
what
I'm
do
not...
they call that when you like sub...
Submarine guy?
Submarined him, yeah.
He intentionally set him up to fail?
Yep.
Is that what you're
doesn't
going
like
with?
Him. Doesn't like him.
Boy, that's a tough sell.
Yeah, I know.
We got one more email here before we head to our first break. I'm not going to bore you with a why didn't Taylor Price play question. Instead, I'm going to bother you with a why did the Patriots draft Taylor Price question. All I ever hear is that the Patriots offense is very complex, complicated, and hard to learn. So why did the Patriots draft a wide receiver who played in a running offense and had no experience to speak of in running routes in a pro offense? Isn't that why Deion Branch was able to contribute so quickly? Isn't that one of the reasons that Chad Jackson never did? I just don't understand why they drafted him in the first place, especially if they knew he would miss the rookie and team minicamps because of his late graduation. Any thoughts?
My guess is they projected it that he would get it. You know, they talked to him and thought he was relatively football intelligent. But that's certainly an issue. We just talked about it. They need to do a better job of finding these. I think you can come from a bad offense and develop based on your personality and your overall knowledge of the game. But they need to do a better job figuring that out. Chad Jackson was a guy, he played in two offenses because he spanned the switch from Zook to Meyer, whoever was before Meyer.
Correct.
So he played in two offenses. So, you know, he had a little bit of a base of knowledge of changing on the learning schemes. And they tried to sell us on that he did a good job of that when they put plays up on the
board.
Those
two things aren't necessarily related. I thought Chad Jackson played in very much sophisticated offenses.
Right.
They were not necessarily NFL offenses.
But a lot
to
do.
Especially Urban Meyer's spread isn't necessarily the same as you'll see in the NFL. But he was in a passing offense that ran a lot of different things. And Ron Zook's offense is not archaic either.
Right.
So those two aren't necessarily related. I think everything he said about Price, you can make an argument for
Denver.
I
mean, would be a good fit right now. They're really good. Literally. He may only catch two passes a game, but they could be touchdowns.
We just need a bigger guy on the outside just to, you know, block every once in a while and catch a pass or two.
I mean,
that's what the kid from Georgia Tech is doing, right?
Right.
Demaryius Thomas.
And where did he come from?
The wishbone.
An option offense.
The wishbone.
Thank
which
you.
I thought was crazy that they thought that highly of him in the same, you
maybe
know,
Josh
the same
was ahead
vein.
Of thing. He knew he was going to get fired, so he was going to draft option players for Timo to work with.
All right, Kevin, you want to give us an update on the poll, and then we'll hit our first break as we see Rob, you know, just banging on the door.
The voice guy's trying to get in. Let the voice guy
the
in.
The voice of PFW in progress trying desperately to get in the studio here. This is a rare treat for us. It's a rare treat. For now, anyway. Kevin, why don't you give us an update on the poll, and maybe we'll have – can you put Rob's mic on here? Let him talk. This will be a rare treat to hear live the voice of Patriots.com radio. Just hit that button over there. There you go. What do you got, Rob?
And Andy?
And Andy?
That's magic right there.
You can't duplicate that. What brings you in for a home game?
It's home.
You usually only go to Buffalo, right?
Well, that was I had to come here to make up for that game this year.
Oh, because
you
the
should
Bills
be fine
won. That's
today.
Right.
Yeah,
that's
you
right.
should be fine.
I never
today.
Thought of that. Like, I mean, he always goes home and the Patriots always win. It's like, what could be better?
But just so you know, if
you'll
they
get
lose this
back.
Today, don't ever come to another game
it's
again.
True. I'm five losses. Five losses, one win on my last six trips.
Wow.
So if we
Holy
lose today
smokes.
Here
smokes.
You might just want to pack it in.
Yeah. Is that why you're here today? You want to put an end to this nonsense
He's got money
now.
On the call.
He wants to feel good. Come on.
I got a call from Indianapolis, and they said, Rob, I need you to come to the game. Well, you guys look good, better than ever.
Oh, thank you.
Well, thank you.
How do we sound?
I have no
You're
sound
an expert yet. On voices. So.
You guys are great.
Nice.
I love this.
Nice.
This is like one of those standard podcasts that I listen to.
Well, really?
Tremendous.
Yeah,
wow.
It.
Look at that. Why don't you ever participate?
I should.
Yeah.
You should.
I should send you breakfast.
Well,
okay.
Of course you should.
Anytime you want to send food, we'll take it.
Fat guy's got to eat.
Well, it's nice to see you guys.
You too.
You too. Hopefully your jinx ends.
Yes.
Kevin, what do you have for Any results yet?
Yeah, we have Ocho is 44% on the poll here, with Underwood and Edelman at 24%, closely behind.
That is correct. Ocho is the right answer. Underwood should be second.
I love when Andy Hart declares the winner
the
poll. All right, let's take a quick break here. We have we're going to be talking a little bit to Mike Chappell of the Indianapolis Star. He can talk to us all about the 0-11 Indianapolis Colts and why they have
Should
no chance
good.
Today. We're going to do that. Coming up in about 15 minutes, we'll take a quick break.
Your business traveler who's flying away, you can get more out of your working day with plush leather seats, including legroom galore, to stretch out your knees, feet, and more. Plus 36 channels of DirecTV in your seat gives you something to watch once work is complete. Log on at JetBlue.com or call for an experience dedicated to you above all. My name is Edwin, and I'm a JetBlue crew member.
And that was a dedication to you from JetBlue. Experience it firsthand at JetBlue.com/business. Based on the average fleet-wide seat pitch of U.S. Airlines, DirecTV service available on flights in 48 contiguous states only.
Hey, it's Jim from Ace Ticket, Boston's very own ticket agency. Ace Ticket is based here in Boston, so we know every seat in every venue. We're Boston fans just like you, from Boston sports to concert and theater. Whether you need one ticket or 100, Ace has you covered. So treat yourself or someone special. Call 1-800-MY-SEATS or visit aceticket.com and take advantage of our free and easy pickup at our Fenway Park or Boston Garden location. That's 1-800-MY-SEATS. 1-800-MY-SEATS.
Introducing the Droid Bionic by Motorola. So powerful it can access your home computer remotely and pull out your music, movies, images, and documents at the mind-melting speed of Horizon 4G LTE. The Droid Bionic. It's not only the master of droids, it's the master of machines. Control it, and you control everything.
Get the new Droid Bionic by Motorola and never sync with a cord again. Visit any Verizon store, droiddoes.com, or call 1-800-256-4646. Coverage details at verizonwireless.com/4GLTE.
That is the metaphorical sound of you hitting your head against the wall in your search for the perfect brand new car. Let's chalk it up to the fact that you didn't know AutoTrader.com even had new cars. See, AutoTrader.com lets you compare new cars side by side, even special offers, so your head and heart can both get what they want. Say your heart wants a sporty 2011 coupe, but your head wants the best deal in town. Bingo! A never been owned before coupe that your head and heart can both agree on. AutoTrader.com, now the ultimate new car marketplace.
Okay, I'll have the Giganto Burger with Cheese Combo.
Oh, will that be all?
That's it. Go, Pats!
What?
If you're like this man, you have what is known as a healthy obsession with the Patriots.
Hi, just the jeans today?
Yeah, thanks.
Go, Pats!
Okay, that was weird.
I know, right?
At Bank of America, we understand, and we can help. I'll just take this when you're ready.
Oh, here you go.
Go, Pats!
Indeed. Go Pats. With Patriots checking from Bank of America, you can do more than just tell the world about your loyalty. You can show them by getting the Patriots logo on your checks and debit cards.
I say, here's a baguette. Go long. I'm open.
Whoops. Ask your Bank of America associate if Patriots checking is right for you. Or go to bankofamerica.com/patriots.
Bank of America N.A. member FDIC. Copyright 2010 Bank of America Corporation. And account setup fee may apply in some states.
Patriot Place in Foxborough is New England's premier entertainment, dining, and shopping destination. Experience the Hall at Patriot Place, presented by Raytheon, an interactive museum dedicated to the history of New England football. The family will want to check out the latest summer movie at Showcase Cinema Deluxe, or a concert or comedy show at Showcase Live. Shop retailers and the region's only Bass Pro Shops. And of course, there's always dinner and drinks as you dine outdoors and take in the sunset or the view overlooking Gillette Stadium. Experience world-class medical care at Brigham and Women's Mass General Health Care Center, located on site at Patriot Place. The region's only four-star hotel, the Renaissance Hotel and Spa, offers luxurious accommodations, including the ultimate in pampering at Spa Epoche. Special events are always happening at Patriot Place, from Kids Club Storytime every Tuesday to the area's largest classic car display. Patriot Place is located in Foxborough next to Gillette Stadium, and parking is free. Visit patriot-place.com for complete store and restaurant hours and event listings. Patriot Place. Shop, dine, enjoy.
Hey guys, pumpkin coffee is back at Dunkin' Donuts.
Awesome. But what's with the guy behind you playing the timpani drum?
It's a big deal. Dunkin's pumpkin coffee is back for fall.
So you hired him to play every time you say pumpkin coffee?
And when I say something smart in a meeting.
This is big. Pumpkin is back at Dunkin' Donuts. Hurry in for a hot or iced pumpkin coffee before it's gone. America runs on Dunkin'. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer.
Guys, I think the lady at Dunkin' Donuts is totally into me.
Why is that?
She made a delicious chicken salad sandwich just for me with celery and herbs on an oven-toasted croissant.
Yeah, they definitely do that for everyone.
Can I just enjoy this moment with Dunkin' Chicken Salad Woman in my heart?
Hurry in for Dunkin's new Bakery Fresh Chicken and Tuna Salad Sandwiches. They're hand-built just for you. America runs on Dunkin'. Price of participation may vary.
All right, guys, ready for 2 weeks in the wild or what?
Absolutely. Yeah.
All right, then strap on those backpacks.
Hey, let me just check this text.
Oh, come on, man.
Oh, no.
What?
Not now.
What is it?
McRib is back.
What?
We're going to miss it.
This backpack just got really heavy, guys.
Everybody back in the car. We are going to McDonald's.
Yeah, good.
McRib is back for just $2.79. But that saucy pork goodness is here for a limited time.
What do you think? You guys want to do a golf trip instead, maybe?
That's kind of nature-y, right? Yeah.
The simple joy of big news. Price and participation may vary for a limited time.
Welcome back to the JetBlue Patriots Pregame Social, live from the Patriots Facebook page. Call the Ace Ticket Hotline at 508-298-0398 or email the show at webradio@patriots.com. Now back to Paul and Andy from the Subway Fresh broadcast studios inside Gillette Stadium.
What's going on here?
We have a monkey for a producer.
I just want to state it for the record here. My mic is on.
I just want to say for the record, you had deer in headlight looks.
No, because you gave me this look
I can't hear.
You gave me this look like the whole system has just crashed and we are no longer in service.
That was my I could hear the open, but I can't hear you look.
Yeah. Now, I was starting to say before the monkey boy failed to have my mic potted up. One more thing that I want you to do is to send in some photos.
Yes.
The photos have been lacking a little bit the last week or two after a really strong performance there in the into October and early November. Late, maybe it's getting a little bit colder, Andy. Maybe the tailgates aren't as strong as they once were earlier in the season. But like
Come
I said,
on.
The weather has been great. It's beautiful. Late fall. I guess it's not winter yet. Late fall day. I was going to say a beautiful winter day.
Plus, if they're chilly.
I consider December winter.
Bring wood. Get a fire going. Take a picture of your
yeah,
fire.
Start a blaze out there.
Oh, there's always
open
fires in the lots everywhere.
Hug a cop. Absolutely. So I want to see some photos. I want to see what you guys are doing to tailgate here at Gillette Stadium and wherever else you may be.
That's right. We like the tailgates in the Triangle region.
The Triangle, absolutely.
Down
big
in
fan.
Florida.
I'm a big fan of the Triangle.
Me too. The West Coast. We like all our tailgates because at least those areas, maybe a girl in a bikini could send a photo. Probably less likely here in Foxborough today. Even though it is nice.
I'm going to be good.
I'm not sure we're going to see some tatas.
No. It's not that nice. But you know who else is not nice? Matt in Brooklyn.
Oh, jeez.
Hey, Andy. Remember the day Price was drafted and you posted a video of his getting the call from Coach Bill at home with Taylor's family around him?
Sort of.
Well, what did I say in the comments section?
No idea.
I said he wasn't bright enough to learn the playbook or change thinking in the middle of routes, depending on complex NFL defensive schemes.
So you know more than Bill.
Andy, the whole year and a half while you were fawning over him, I kept my mouth shut.
No, you didn't. You've never kept your mouth shut, you punk.
Well, today's just another usual day of my seeing something that you didn't pick up on. Have a good game, Cheesy.
So I just want to make sure you sent this email to Bill Belichick as well, your Godot team.
Well, you know what I like about
And Bill Parcells, who raved about him on SportsCenter or pregame, whatever the hell that show is.
I like guys that say that. I didn't say anything. I just kept my mouth shut. Well, that's because you're actually making this entire story up.
A vagina.
You're making the entire story up. Is what you're doing. You didn't have any of these long-lasting fears.
No, because he's a clown.
And if you did, you, of all people, would not have been able to contain yourself.
Right.
You would have been blasting Andy and I constantly, especially Andy, because you hate Andy.
The feeling is, as they say, mutual.
You know, who says that we can't come up with any ways to break down the matchups and this matchup of first place, last place, 0-11, Indianapolis Colts team. Brian the Fox in New Mexico says he woke up early to put a roast in the oven. Should be ready just in time for kickoff.
Nice.
That sounds good. You know what I miss?
A roast?
Sunday roasts. You know, when you were a kid, did you ever have those when you were a kid?
Oh, yeah. My wife refuses that kind of stuff.
Yeah, I don't have the big fancy Sunday dinner. Plus, we're never around on Sundays to have dinner anyway. But
that's a good point.
He says it's going to be a great day of food and football. And you know what? Damn it. That's what all Sundays should be. Great days of food and football. We really need to find another thing to do here. Boy, you just put me down, Brian. Anyway, he's been noticing that Gerard Mayo has been dropping into relatively deep coverage a significant amount, especially since coming back from his injury. I'm, of course, giving Mayo the benefit of the doubt, which is what everybody does here in New England. In assuming this is a an editorial. That was not Brian the Fox. That was an editorial. But the listeners can't see it. You can see it.
I think they picked up the tone.
And assuming this is a strategy and not him losing his touch at sniffing out tackles around the line of scrimmage, do you think this will be the day Gerard's shift from run stopper to coverage pays dividends? Mayo consistently dropping back 8 yards off the line of scrimmage should play right into matchups against Jacob Tammy. I feel Tammy is an outstanding player and the key to the game for the Colts offense. As always, stay Subway fresh.
We are Subway fresh right now. And I this is a long conversation we've been having of late about Gerard Mayo and the injury and what does he do and, you know, the crooked numbers. Is he just a tackle machine? I don't know. I think he's been below average in coverage, just like everything else. I mean, I think his tackle numbers are great and everything else. I think he's below average. This is a team that's had a lot of problems over the middle and underneath over the years with him on the field. And I haven't seen any dramatic change in what he does. You know, I feel like when he gets deep, he's never deep enough. And when he gets too deep, the guys in front of him are open. It's like he doesn't have the instincts or awareness. He goes with, he's doing his job. Just doing his job. That's what he is always the company line from him. But, you know, maybe this is the day. Maybe this is the day I see him step in front of a Dan Orlovsky pass and pick it off and run to the end zone. Everybody's cheering about the playmaker and everything. I don't know. It's kind of like the Ocho Cinco breakout game on offense. I can't predict the Gerard Mayo breakout playmaker game on defense because I've tried to do it for going on 4 years now, and it's never come.
You know, there were a few people around, Andy, that were higher on Jacob Tammy coming out of college than I was. I thought he would be a good mid- to late-round draft pick of a guy who could move around a little bit, had good hands, could make some plays, and doing exactly the kinds of things he's done as a complement to Dallas Clark in Indianapolis. Not as good as Clark, not the big play potential that Clark has, but a guy that could catch the ball and continue to work as a complementary receiver, and he's done that.
Mm-hmm.
However, to suggest that he is the key to anything would probably indicate why you're 0-11.
Right.
He's just not that kind of a player. He's not a dynamic player in any sense of the word. So if that's true, if he is really the key to the Colts offense, I think it speaks a lot more about how bad the Colts offense is than anything else. Gerard Mayo should be able to contain a guy like Jacob Tammy, or anybody else that's asked to do that for the Patriots should be able to contain a guy like that.
Conjunction with Dan Orlovsky, because as I said when Bill talked earlier in the week about you don't think you can learn something by covering Reggie Wayne or Austin Colley or Pierre Garçon, well, yeah, but they don't have a quarterback that can get them the football, and that's part of it.
Right, and here's one thing that I really agree with the Fox on, Brian the Fox. Orlovsky is one of those quarterbacks that absolutely refuses to throw the ball downfield. He throws everything 10 yards, and he has got one of the best completion percentages for those throws, but one of the worst yards per attempt of, you know, like 50-some-odd passers that qualify during the time that he's been in the league. So he's played 15 games. It's not like he hasn't played at all.
Lost them all.
He lost them all, which is an amazing accomplishment.
It really is.
Even I won a few at Everett High. they, to me, when you can't get the ball downfield, that stuff becomes so much less dangerous.
Right.
You know, that they might be things that you succeed at, but if you can't, we've seen it on a much lesser scale with the Patriots.
Mm-hmm.
That people have complained about with the good teams have really crowded the line of scrimmage. It's hurt the running game. It's hurt the passing game. It's really been affected all the way around. And I do see, by the way, a couple of photos coming in from tailgates, which is good. Dave and Holyoke grilling up some pregame steaks in preparation for the Pats devouring the Colts.
Steak and eggs?
So that's good.
I got a big tweet here. I like this question.
There's another one here, too, but it didn't leave a name. But it's nice. Thank you very much. We'll hopefully get those up on the Facebook page.
Flash and LaPan will get those up. What do you think of this over-under on Dan Orlovsky picks plus Tom Brady touchdowns, 5.5?
Orlovsky picks, 5.5. I'll I'm going to go over, Alex.
I like it.
Got to figure Brady's going to throw at least three.
Yeah. And then 2.5?
Sure.
Three for him?
I mean,
like
more than likely, Brady throws more than three.
Four. Yeah, I would think you probably win that with a 4-2. A nice solid 4-2. But I like that number. I like the combination of the negative for them, the positive for us. I like it.
I like that, too. The one thing that I would worry about is exactly what we just talked about with Orlovsky. Maybe if he continues to just dink and dunk it, it's 3rd and 10, and he just is content to dump it off to Donald Brown or DeLon Carter, you know, for 4 yards, then maybe he's not going to throw a lot of picks, but he also won't make any plays.
Speaking of tweets, Eric, UConn reunion at midfield, Patriots offensive lineman Donald Thomas and Colts running back Donald Brown exchange greetings. Warm-ups. Who gives a flying?
Has he let us know what team Adam Vinatieri is playing for?
The Colts, yes.
He's on the Colts?
Yes, yes.
He's on the Colts? Okay.
Somebody actually tweeted, can we give Mike Reese the hashtag he beats PFW Eric to the tweet by 1 minute every time? He won't laugh at that.
No.
Eric doesn't find that kind of thing funny.
Let's check back with the Ace Ticket Hotline. I was going to say the Subway Fresh Hotline, but that's not the same thing. It's the Subway Fresh Broadcast Studios.
I've been having conversations with Gary Tangway lately when I go into Comcast, and he said, how's that pregame show going? I go, good. I think if we just could get a host, I think we would really take off.
Well, I agree.
Because then you can interact.
I agree.
He actually suggested Brian Lowe, and I said, well, one problem is he has other jobs on game day, and B, he talks too much. He's not willing to just be in the background and be a host.
You just let me host it.
No, I want to get the show to get better.
I wouldn't have.
Now everybody's pointing at themselves. We got Monkey over here. Let me do it. Matt LaPan wants to do it back.
I'll tell you, I would be all in favor of it if one of you guys wanted to do it, because I do feel like Andy has all the fun on this show.
It's because I'm a much funner person.
He has a lot of fun. He has a lot of fun.
There's our host.
There's the host. Okay.
Well, not. Let's. I'm not.
You
I'm
can't
not,
speak.
I'm no Pete. So let's figure that out. But Andy also seems to have a lot of fun at your expense, which is also
because he's got to read emails and stuff.
But that's fun. I have no problem with that.
It's funny because he's fat.
Right. Anthony.
He's taking it.
Anthony in the Everglades today.
You're in the Everglades? Watch out for the freaking Gators.
No, I don't think it's mating season right now, so you don't have to really worry about it.
They only eat you during mating season?
And I wasn't worried about you getting mated with.
Right. I didn't know they were going to rape you. I thought they were going to eat you.
No, honestly, you have to be careful of them. They put fences up along the sides so they don't cross the highway.
Yes.
But anyways, you guys are talking about Mayo again, so of course I was compelled to call. You know, and especially, too, I'm sipping on some Starbucks, so I'm a little bit of a caffeine high, so a little caffeine angry, too.
Oh, good.
I can't believe, Andy, you said this is going to be a breakout game for Mayo.
No, I
really?
Didn't. No. I didn't
say that.
I said I just like Ocho Cinco, I can't call for it. I've been waiting 4 years for the breakout Mayo game. Now, it may come sooner or later. I said he may step in. You know, the emailer posed the idea that maybe he'll step in front of a Jacob Tammy pass and make a play or whatever. That may happen. He may go 90 yards, whatever. I just can't predict it to happen.
And it'll mean nothing.
I agree.
It'll mean nothing because it's the Colts. And you know what? I almost expect them to, like, make a play or two because it is the Colts, because he is mediocre. And it was just like that Buffalo game when supposedly that was his breakout game. That was against a crappy Buffalo team. You know what? And I'm glad you guys talked about that. Him, like, playing that deep middle or, like, sometimes towards the line and just covering that middle. That's where his instincts do stink. You know, he just, for some reason, he just doesn't get any, like, he plays it too safe, you know, with the coverage, I think. He just doesn't make that move where it's like, oh, I've seen this before. Let me step in front of this.
And that's
that's
the debate we got in last week, where we bring Brandon Spikes into it, where maybe he does that to a fault, where he jumps things and says, I'm going to make a play here. And maybe that's why people are kind of liking him, because he's the anti-Mayo.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. If Mayo's going to have a breakout, if he's going to do something in this game, for him to be considered a breakout game, I mean, he's going to have to kick off a punt and then complete the coverage and make the tackle. That's the only way I'll give him credit. Oh, he finally broke out in this game. You know what I mean? He can't do anything in this game for me to give him credit.
Well, what if he has a strip sack and picks it up, scores, scoop and score, also has an interception for a touchdown and 22 tackles?
It's the Colts.
Yeah, exactly. I'm still going to say, well, that's good. But you know what? Do it against a real effing team.
Wow.
You know what I mean?
You are angry.
Put down,
I like it.
Put
I
down
love
the
it.
Starbucks and step away from the Gators.
I love it, Anthony. I love
all
it.
All right.
Wait. I got a question.
One more question from Andy.
Are you watching the game today in the Everglades?
No, I'm actually coming. I'm going back to Naples from Miami. Spent the evening over my fiance's over there at Miami.
Oh, so it was mating season for you then. Hey!
It's always mating season.
All right, enjoy the day.
We'll talk to you. Anthony in Naples, by way of the Everglades.
So gators only eat you when they're mating? I didn't know that.
I guess. I mean, I don't know these things. I figured you would. That's the kind of thing that you would watch because it would be in HD somewhere.
Oh, I would definitely watch it, yes. But you know? I guess I just haven't seen one. I've seen the one on the lizard that has two penises, and he can either do two girls at once or he has a quick recovery. It's pretty cool.
The things that you come up with.
No, that's real. I've seen it on TV. There's a lizard that has two penises.
I believe you. I believe you.
Okay. Have you ever seen the whale? I think it's the blue whale who has one that's like, whoo.
Can we...
talking about well hung.
Okay, so we can get by without the obligatory shot then. I figured for sure that was...
No, I don't think you're hung like a whale.
Well, I didn't think there was going to be anything about that you were going to pick at me about, but... let's see. We have a lot more emails here, and we're trying to... Tyrone in Delaware right up on the Ace Ticket hotline. I was kind of expecting that to be... Mike Chappell from the Indianapolis Star. But
he's not answering his phone.
We are efforting
good
to speak with Mike, who is one of the more well-renowned beat writers, I would think, around the National Football League. He's been doing it for a long time. So I'd be interested to see, and I know that we were joking about how bad Indianapolis is, but I'd be interested to see what he thought before the season started.
Right.
You know?
Because we had talked about this was a year the Colts might take a step back anyway.
Right.
The Houston advantage, Wade Phillips, and maybe they'd be better on defense. I actually still pick the Colts because I just found it hard to pick against Manning. But I thought they were going to be in a dogfight with Houston. I think Houston's probably better than I thought they were going to be.
And I'm not going to lie. I picked Houston, but only because I didn't think Manning was going to be able to play.
Right.
You know, there was enough time had gone by at that point that if Manning was playing, I would not have picked against the Colts. I would have done the same thing you did. But Tyrone in Delaware is next up on the Ace Ticket Hotline. How are you, Tyrone?
Hey, man, how you guys doing?
Tremendous. What do you got for today's game?
Oh, well, I got a route for today's game, but, you know, I'm not going to be impressed either way, you know?
Yeah, nothing good can come from this game. We talked about it's kind of like fighting a girl if you're a man. If you beat her up, well, you're being a bully and you're beating her up. And if you don't beat her up, you lost to a girl.
Yeah, so I'm not – that's not what I really call – and I probably know because – I've been listening to you guys lately with this Taylor Price deal because I was going out to eat yesterday, and I'm, you know, I got my Patriots app on my phone. So I'm hitting my Patriots app, and I look, and I saw Taylor Price got released. My wife, I screamed, and my wife looked at me. What the hell are you screaming for? So, but you know, that's why I couldn't believe it. I couldn't believe it. And this is another pick that, like, he wasting Robert Kraft money. He always picking up these people that release them. I mean, what's going on with this? I don't understand.
Yeah.
Can somebody shed light? I didn't listen to the first part of the show you guys had, but can you guys tell me what happened? Because I don't think it's the playbook, because to tell you the truth, when you're playing press coverage, and trust me, the first thing we see in the playoffs, that's what they're going to do. Press coverage, Deion Branch, and... I mean, with press coverage, how much playbook you need to be to get open? I think Andy, you've been saying it for a long time. I see some talent with this guy. You know what I'm saying? I see something's there, but I don't understand what Belichick doing. Can you explain to me what's going on?
Well, I will say, in terms of your money, it is $1.3 million they paid to Taylor Price over the last 2 years in terms of wasting money. But I just think it's a hole in his swing, so to speak, in the draft. These wide receivers, I said it last night on Twitter. I said, when was the last time they developed a wide receiver?
And Deion Branch.
People didn't know I was being, you know, rhetorical question.
Even
Mike Giardi goes, Deion Branch or David Givens. Thanks, you idiot. I know the team's track record. And
that's not impressive, by the way, when you have to go back to 02.
And by the way, one was luck. The guy they developed was Deion Branch. The guy they drafted relatively early and said, this guy can be a part of our offense.
The other guy was an accidental draft pick.
Chad Jackson, Taylor Price, Bethel Johnson, these guys they've taken early have not worked. I don't know. You know, some people are wondering, is it an issue as an assistant coach? Do they not get the kind of development there? It's hard to say. I think they're just missing on guys, and they're not taking into account how hard the offense is to learn. Deion Branch was an exception. He was coming from a prolific passing attack at Louisville, was a great route runner. He was ready. They're trying to develop these other guys, and it's not working.
Well, they're picking the wrong guy. And like I said,
they had some opportunities. Greg Jennings was there when the year they took Chad Jackson, right? It was like one pick apart or something like that.
No question.
We took Jackson. Jennings went to Green Bay.
The Notre Dame when Charlie Weiss was there. What's his name?
Golden Tate.
Yeah, he's too bad.
He's been okay.
Jamal Gaffney, look, let me tell you something. I miss Jamal Gaffney right now. He played good in Washington.
He has been okay.
And that's the other complaint I've seen via Twitter in the last couple days is if we can't develop a receiver, then when guys prove they can play here like Jabbar Gaffney, keep him. Pay him. Yeah. Pay the extra
right now,
money.
He's got 46 for 665, 14.5 yard average, 3 touchdowns. That's not bad on a team that's not very good.
Same thing for what's his name who got traded to the Rams. They wanted to go with a contract. It hit a snag when they hit the contract, reportedly.
And he's done nothing but catch touchdowns, Brandon Lloyd.
Brandon Lloyd. And he had played in the Josh McDaniels system, so there was some knowledge of the system. So either you're going to put a priority on young guys that you can't develop, or maybe you need to put a priority financially and trade-wise into bringing guys in that can play in your system.
Hey, look how bad Belichick messed this up.
All right, let's
I'd like to revisit my tweet from last night when I said, he didn't draft Quinn. He cut my guy James Sanders, and now he cut Taylor Price. If this guy didn't win 12 games a year, I'd really question his judgment.
Right. Tyrone.
No. Don't get me wrong. I tell people all the time, I do not question Belichick on his coaching decision. I don't question that.
I agree.
His personnel decisions what pisses me off. Because when I look around the league, and again, I'm keep on having the same thing. A lot of teams, they got a decent team. The only thing holding them back is the quarterback.
A lesser coach
and everybody else on the team.
Yeah, a lesser coach would have gotten fired because of the general manager. Let's put it that way. I agree with you, Tyrone. Go take care of your kids because they look like they're looking for you. That's Tyrone in Delaware, who's not happy with Bill Belichick, the general manager.
He's pissed off.
I like that though. But let's get up to the press box right now here at Gillette Stadium and check in with Mike Chappell of the Indianapolis Star. Mike, you're with Andy Hart and Paul Perillo on the Patriots pregame social. Thanks for joining us.
Good. How are you guys today?
We're doing great. I have one quick question before we get into all the nuts and bolts of what has been obviously a terribly disappointing season for you guys. I'm curious, Mike, what your thoughts were before the season started when you realized that Manning was probably not going to be available and what you thought the Colts would do. I don't know if any of us really thought it would be an 0-11 disaster. What did you feel?
I thought 4 or 5 wins. We all knew how important he was to this team. I mean, there was no question he impacted every level of the team. But even having said that, I just looked at Cleveland at home, Kansas City,
at home, yeah,
Carolina. I just thought 4 or 5 wins, if they just play even remotely competent, and they didn't. Manning's loss, it just, instead of having warts on this team, you had boils and cysts. I mean, it was just awful. And it's sort of an indictment of how they've built this team. Not how they've built this team, because I know I'm not going to argue the approach they've taken because the success speaks for itself. But there were just some areas of the team that were really, really under serious repair, and they just could not take up the loss of Manning. It just didn't work.
Now, you just said kind of an indictment, and then you kind of refocused. But did you happen to catch Bill Belichick's comment on ESPN Radio the other day, or read it?
That was hardly veiled. It was basically, hey, our guy goes out and wins 11 games. Your guy goes out and you haven't won a game yet. And I can't argue. But I guess where I would argue with people, and I've heard it a long time, is where this shows you that the Colts' approach with Manning was wrong, how you put so much on one player. Well, from 2002 on until this year, how many teams would have taken this? I mean, New England wouldn't have, Green Bay wouldn't have, Pittsburgh wouldn't have, everybody else would have.
Yep.
That's why I say, did they roll the dice with Manning all this time? Yes.
Okay,
looking back, how should you have done it different when you've had these results? So that's where I would argue with that.
So using that as a leaping off point to talk about today's game, they are 0-11, they're struggling, point differential, all these different things. And that comment that Bill made a couple years ago, his relationship with Bill Polian, do you think we could be in line for another blowout today that not only is a blowout, that maybe Bill tries to run the score up on these Colts?
You know, the thing is, he's not going to have to try to run the score up on these guys. See, that's the thing. He can let the game kind of run its course. you know, we were in New Orleans a few weeks ago, a month ago, and it was 62-7. They could have scored 80. They really pulled called off the dogs in the fourth quarter. I don't know if it's going to be like that today because, again, this defense does have, you know, they've got some prideful players, but it's just a mismatch of, you know, New England's strengths in the passing game and how they can spread you out and make you cover people. The Colts really, their real weakness is the back four. Gerard Powers is a quality player. Antoine Mathias, he's a quality safety. Beyond that, not much. They've got too many practice squad level players playing, and not only playing, but starting. So that's going to be an issue. So this is one where Bill can say, I didn't run it up. I didn't have to. So, but I think if this stays anywhere close, I will be shocked.
Yeah, I would agree with that, Mike. And I'm also interested, you know, we've heard a lot of people say, well, you know, even if Manning played this year, they felt like the Colts were on the way down. They only won 10 last year, and I say only because, you know, for Indy, that's a little bit of a drop-off. Did you feel that before you realized that Peyton wasn't going to be able to play, that this might have been a year that might have started a decline anyway?
Perhaps, and again, but I don't put that on Manning. I put that on the team.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
They've had, you know, because, again, if I know going forward that Peyton Manning makes a full recovery and can play another 4 years, I stick with him for 4 more years and see what I can get out of him. But, yeah, let's go back and revise history, and let's say he's healthy this year and has his year, 10-6 probably. But the fact remains, you missed on Jerry Hughes, a first-round pick last year, who's inactive today again.
That's amazing to me on an 0-11 team that he can't get on the field.
Yeah, I mean, the first-round draft, you know, Anthony Gonzalez is active but probably ain't going to play. Third-round draft pick Kevin Thomas, cornerback, has started the last 6 games. He's inactive today. So they've just missed on too many important draft picks, and it's really compromised the roster. It's really cut into the depth of this roster. So let's say Manning comes back and has played this year. You're still looking at a 10-win season, maybe 11 if, you know, the ball bounces your way. Because, again, there was I can come up with 5 or 6 games they should have won without him. So he would have made a difference the next number of games. Not today, I don't think. This is a game that I don't think they win with Manning. But, yeah, I think had he been here, 10 wins. But, again, you're right about the decline, the gradual decline. But that's traced to missing on too many draft picks in key spots. You know, your third pass rusher, another receiver. I'll go back to Tony Ugo a few years ago as your left tackle, who's no longer in the league. So certain, and they've hit on draft picks, but they've missed on key ones that's really compromised the positions on this roster where you just can't be short of talent.
Obviously, we don't expect the change at quarterback to, you know, give the Colts a chance to win this game, but is this a move that, you know, players are on board with? I know early in the year, Reggie Wayne was very outspoken when they went with Kerry Collins instead of Painter. What does Dan Orlovsky bring to the table? You know, I know he's never won a game in the NFL, so that's certainly not good for his resume, but what is he going to bring to this offense today?
Yeah, before I get into it, it's kind of funny. It shows you where the Colts have gone to there. We're debating on whether it's better to have Curtis Painter, who's 0-8 as a starter, or Dan Orlovsky, who's 0-7 as a starter. That's where we're at, really.
I don't mean it as a shot, but those guys seem like a pair of losers.
Read into it what you will, huh?
Yeah.
But this is a move that probably should have been made last week against Carolina when you got a better chance to win. They gave Curtis Painter every opportunity, over and above. It was showing the management stubbornness that, hey, this was our guy, and we're not going to tell you. You're not going to tell us who should be and shouldn't be the backup. And Painter just did not progress. He's an inaccurate quarterback. He's like 52%. And Orlovsky gives you a little bit. We'll see. He's into a stronger arm, but he should be more accurate. He's got some mobility, so maybe we'll see some rollouts or things. So they just need the quarterback to make a few plays. You're going to see a lot of running the football today until the game gets out of hand. The Colts are going to accentuate the run because they want to limit what they asked the quarterback to do. They want this game to be it's almost like a North Carolina four corner back in the Phil Ford days. They want to shorten the game, but at least he might give them a chance to you know, 3rd and 5, complete a pass. 1st and 10 when you throw, make it, you know, make sure it's 2nd and 4, not 2nd and 10. So they just want the quarterback not to make great plays, but make the routine ones, and that's what Curtis Painter had not been doing.
Mike, before we let you go, just I guess the overriding storyline right now with the Colts is, would you draft Andrew Luck?
I wouldn't. But again, every argument you make when you make this discussion has to be, is Peyton Manning healthy? And if I'm convinced that Peyton Manning is healthy, and again, my columnist and I go back and forth because he's on the other side of the fence. If I'm convinced that Peyton's healthy and has got four more years, I would rather build around him a known commodity than the quarterback who you think might be that good in you know, for the next 10 or 12 years or 15 years, because you just don't know. And if you take Manning, if you keep Manning, use that first pick to get, you know, what are you going to get for the first pick in the draft? Three ones and a two, three ones and a player. If you keep them both, I don't know how you build the roster the way it needs to be built, because you're not maximizing the first round pick. You are going to hurt yourself cap wise as far as what you can do. So I don't think you can have both. To me, it's either Manning or Luck. My issue, I think the owner, I think Jim Irsay wants them both. I think he wants Manning at the end of his career, and he wants Luck for the next 15 years. And I'm not sure moving forward that works roster wise as far as building the roster. But we'll see. It's Jim's team, and he'll do what he darn well pleases.
And that certainly is going to be one of the more fascinating elements, I think, of the offseason, is to see what happens with Peyton Manning. And I know, contrary to what you probably believe, there's a lot of people in New England that have a lot of respect for what Manning has done, and not necessarily, some of it more so at the expense of the Patriots, but there's a lot of respect for Peyton Manning. And as I'm looking at the Twitter feed now, I understand he's signing a lot of autographs here at Gillette Stadium.
I'm looking down at the field, and he's down there signing autographs. There's one guy in a Colts jersey, and the rest of them, for the most part, are New England jerseys. And again, I think there's that healthy respect. Now, when the game starts, I was talking to Jeff Saturday about the way he handled the Robert Kraft thing during the labor negotiations. I said, sure. So you think they may cheer you today? He said, no. They'll boo me once the game starts. But there's that healthy respect.
Oh, believe me, he got a lot. He had a lot of fans here in New England for that act. That did not go unnoticed here.
That'll be a memory that'll last, and it was heartfelt, and I thought it was good for both sides, you know, both individuals and for Kraft, and for the team. It was really kind of a poignant moment.
I agree, and we look forward to seeing you up in the press box when we're done down here. Mike, thanks for taking some time to talk to us today on the Patriots pregame social.
Thank you, guys.
That's Mike Chappell from the Indianapolis Star. Interesting to hear him talk about the Manning thing. He seems, like he thinks that he's going to be okay.
Yep.
And I think that's the key. I mean, you have to go in with some medical knowledge that maybe, guys like us have no way of knowing, and I'm sure Mike doesn't know for sure either. But
I'm not sure doctors know for sure.
No. But it's interesting to see he's going to be ramping it up. Before we hit this break, we're over, the interview ran over here. You did get the inactives, no?
I did, and I think the most interesting active is Devin McCourty.
Absolutely.
I am stunned.
After I thought Chung and McCourty would be flip-flop.
After watching him on Friday not be able to take off his shirt with his right arm, having to reach over the top of his head with his left arm, pull his shirt straight up, and then slide it down his right arm, I didn't think he was going to be capable of getting on the football field. That's a stunner to me, and I'll be watching him all game because I'll be equally as stunned if he has to make a lot of hits and doesn't have to leave the field. Because I think that's still a concern for him. He had a huge ice pack and wrap on before he talked to the media. I know everybody read into it. Oh, he talked to the media. He did his WEEI appearance. He's going to play. Well, that's all fine and dandy. But looking at him, he didn't look like he was physically going to be able to compete.
Yeah, so the inactives, just to run them down for you, that's the one that stood out to me, was Chung is out and McCourty is in. I thought it would be the other way around. But
no question.
Vollmer, Conley, Chung, Spikes, Fletcher, Vereen, and Ryan Mallett. So that's your inactive list right now for the Patriots. We'll talk about that and a little bit more when we get back.
Your business traveler who's flying away, you can get more out of your working day with plush leather seats, including legroom galore, to stretch out your knees, feet, and more. Plus 36 channels of DirecTV in your seat gives you something to watch once work is complete. Log on at JetBlue.com or call for an experience dedicated to you above all. My name is Edwin, and I'm a JetBlue crew member.
And that was a dedication to you from JetBlue. Experience it firsthand at JetBlue.com/business. Based on the average fleet-wide seat pitch of U.S. Airlines, DirecTV service available on flights in 48 contiguous states only.
Hey, it's Jim from Ace Ticket, Boston's very own ticket agency. Ace Ticket is based here in Boston, so we know every seat in every venue. We're Boston fans just like you, from Boston sports to concert and theater. Whether you need one ticket or 100, Ace has you covered. So treat yourself or someone special. Call 1-800-MY-SEATS or visit aceticket.com and take advantage of our free and easy pickup at our Fenway Park or Boston Garden location. That's 1-800-MY-SEATS.
1-800-MY-SEATS. 1-800-MY-SEATS. 1-800-MY-SEATS. 1-800-MY-SEATS. 1-800-MY-SEATS. 1-800-MY-SEATS. 1-800-MY-SEATS. 1-800-MY-SEATS. 1-800-MY-SEATS. 1-800-MY-SEATS. 1-800-MY-SEATS. 1-800-MY-SEATS. 1-800-MY-SEATS. 1-800-MY-SEATS. 1-800-MY-SEATS. 1-800-MY-SEATS. 1-800-MY-SEATS. 1-800-MY-SEATS. 1-800-MY-SEATS. 1-800-MY-SEATS. 1-800-MY-SEATS. 1-800-MY-SEATS. 1-800-MY-SEATS. 1-800-MY-SEATS. 1-800-MY-SEATS. 1-800-MY-SEATS. 1-800-MY-SEATS. 1-800-MY-SEATS. 1-800-MY-SEATS. 1 Introducing the Droid Bionic by Motorola. So powerful it can access your home computer remotely and pull out your music, movies, images, and documents at the mind-melting speed of Verizon 4G LTE. The Droid Bionic. It's not only the master of droids, it's the master of machines. Control it, and you control everything.
Get the new Droid Bionic by Motorola and never sync with a cord again. Visit any Verizon store, droiddoes.com, or call 1-800-256-4646. Coverage details at verizonwireless.com/4GLTE.
That is the metaphorical sound of you hitting your head against the wall in your search for the perfect brand new car. Let's chalk it up to the fact that you didn't know AutoTrader.com even had new cars. See, AutoTrader.com lets you compare new cars side by side, even special offers, so your head and heart can both get what they want. Say your heart wants a sporty 2011 coupe, but your head wants the best deal in town. Bingo! A never-been-owned-before coupe that your head and heart can both agree on. AutoTrader.com, now the ultimate new car marketplace.
Okay, I'll have the Giganto Burger with cheese combo.
Oh, will that be all?
That's it.
Go, Pats!
What?
If you're like this man, you have what is known as a healthy obsession with the Patriots.
Hi, just the jeans today?
Yeah, thanks.
Go, Pats!
Okay, that was weird.
I know, right?
At Bank of America, we understand, and we can help. I'll just take this when you're ready.
Oh, here you go.
Go, Pats!
Indeed. Go Pats. With Patriots checking from Bank of America, you can do more than just tell the world about your loyalty. You can show them by getting the Patriots logo on your checks and debit cards.
I say, here's a baguette. Go long.
I'm open.
Whoops. Ask your Bank of America associate if Patriots checking is right for you. Or go to bankofamerica.com/patriots.
Bank of America N.A. member FDIC. Copyright 2010 Bank of America Corporation. And account setup fee may apply in some states.
Patriot Place in Foxborough is New England's premier entertainment, dining, and shopping destination. Experience the Hall at Patriot Place, presented by Raytheon, an interactive museum dedicated to the history of New England football. The family will want to check out the latest summer movie at Showcase Cinema Deluxe, or a concert or comedy show at Showcase Live, shop retailers, and the region's only Bass Pro Shops. And of course, there's always dinner and drinks as you dine outdoors and take in the sunset or the view overlooking Gillette Stadium. Experience world-class medical care at Brigham and Women's Mass General Health Care Center, located on site at Patriot Place. The region's only four-star hotel, the Renaissance Hotel and Spa, offers luxurious accommodations, including the ultimate in pampering at Spa Epochette. Special events are always happening at Patriot Place, from Kids Club Storytime every Tuesday to the area's largest classic car display. Patriot Place is located in Foxborough next to Gillette Stadium, and parking is free. Visit patriot-place.com for complete store and restaurant hours and event listings. Patriot Place. Shop, dine, enjoy.
Hey guys, pumpkin coffee is back at Dunkin' Donuts.
Awesome. But what's with the guy behind you playing the timpani drum?
It's a big deal. Dunkin's pumpkin coffee is back for fall.
So you hired him to play every time you say pumpkin coffee?
And when I say something smart in a meeting.
This is big. Pumpkin is back at Dunkin' Donuts. Hurry in for a hotter iced pumpkin coffee before it's gone. America runs on Dunkin'. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer.
Guys, I think the lady at Dunkin' Donuts is totally into me.
Why is that?
She made a delicious chicken salad sandwich just for me with celery and herbs on an oven-toasted croissant.
Yeah, they definitely do that for everyone.
Can I just enjoy this moment with Dunkin' Chicken Salad Woman in my heart?
Hurry in for Dunkin's new Bakery Fresh Chicken and Tuna Salad Sandwiches. They're hand-built just for you. America runs on Dunkin'. Price and participation may vary.
All right, guys, ready for 2 weeks in the wild or what?
Absolutely. Yeah.
All right, then strap on those backpacks.
Hey, let me just check this text.
Oh, come on, man.
Oh, no.
What?
Not now.
What is it?
McRib is back.
What?
We're going to miss it.
This backpack just got really heavy, guys.
Everybody back in the car. We are going to McDonald's.
Yeah, good.
McRib is back for just $2.79. But that saucy pork goodness is here for a limited time.
So what do you think? You guys want to do a golf trip instead, maybe?
That's kind of nature, isn't
it? Right? Yeah.
The simple joy of big news. Price and participation may vary for a limited time.
Welcome back to the JetBlue Patriots pregame social. Getting sick of listening to Andy Hart?
If Numbnut in there were paying attention.
Well, we are too. Call the Ace Ticket Hotline at 508-298-0398 and be heard. Or email the show at webradio@patriots.com. Now, back to the man who never stops talking.
This is what you guys always do. You change my argument and put words in my mouth.
Andy Hart.
Yeah, Andy, you do never stop talking. I like that.
Was that Rob who said that?
Oh, yeah.
He didn't say that when he was in here.
No, because he was pretended he liked you when he was in here.
Kick his ass next time I see him. Punch him right in the vocal cords.
I'm also the one that writes that.
Ruin his career.
Before we get back to the Ace Ticket Hotline, I'd like to check in with the Facebook page to see what the interaction is looking like right now. We have a new poll up there,
yeah,
Kevin?
Yeah, we do, and it's who will lead the Patriots in carries today. And the usual suspects here, Benny, Danny Woodhead, Stephen Ridley, Kevin Falk, or Shane Vereen.
And the answer is...
Benny.
But Benny and the Pats.
It won't
Benny.
Be Shane Vereen.
No, it will not be Shane Vereen. He is inactive.
I'll guarantee it.
So far,
we have the majority of the crew leaning toward your side of the argument.
That must mean that Woodhead is pretty healthy. Not only that he's active, right. But they felt good enough to not.
How many third down backs you need on a team?
Well, exactly. Well, that's true. They have Falk, too.
Benny has 62% of the vote so far.
He should.
And Woodhead's the closest at 16, so.
Do you know he got more than 15 carries in 8 of his last 9 games last year?
It's a good fantasy stat right there.
So he should get more than 15 carries today. We're coming down the home stretch. This game will be in hand. Run the ball. Balance it out on offense. Start playing postseason football.
So I should start Ben Jarvis Green Ellis today on my fantasy team.
Over who?
I don't think that would be a bad start.
I don't know who
over Deion Branch.
Oh, God, yeah.
Okay.
Deion Branch had his game. What are the chances he has 2 in a row? Seto.
Plus, Seto, I think you're going to get the touchdowns from Benny. But speaking of fantasies, Olivier in Virginia.
I thought Brooklyn Decker was on the line.
Olivier.
Sorry. No, just kidding. So how are you guys?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Better than your
girl
talk.
I appreciate the comment and the compliment. It's the first time a grown-up man associated with Brooklyn Decker, but I guess it's a compliment.
Well, you do kind of have a girl's name.
Yes.
Just kidding.
Hey, so you still want your waffles?
I do.
Excellent.
Is your mother going to give me a Belgian waffle?
Yeah, we're going to try to make some this week and ship them for you guys so you can have them by Thursday.
Just so you know, it sounds kind of like an Urban Dictionary word of the day. His mom gave me a Belgian waffle.
I hope there is no sexual innuendo in there.
None at all. It's your mother. I would never do that. That would be totally inappropriate. But I look forward to the waffles because I am a big waffle fan. I will eat them, and thank you very much if they do arrive.
Hey, Paul, isn't it funny that for the first time, Andy refuses to have any type of sexual innuendos? It's a first, I think.
Yeah, no, I'm not buying it. Not buying it.
That's what I thought, too. Very good.
So are you upset?
What do you think about this game? Do you think it's going to be a game where we're going to be seeing players that we haven't seen for a while because we can take some risks?
No, the trouble is we've seen a lot of the players we shouldn't have seen for a while lately. They're, you know, Edelman playing defense and Sterling Moore and all these Jags. I think you'll continue to see them. The good news is you're going to see some players like Devin McCourty you haven't seen in a while. Well, assuming he doesn't get re-injured, because I'm mildly concerned about that.
Yeah, maybe it's not the right time for him to get back into the game.
Well, Bill thinks it is. Bill thinks it is. He's ready. Put him out there. Bill's worried about covering Wayne and Garcon. He said it all week.
Our buddy Greg Bedard poses an interesting thought, wondering if maybe they'll switch him to try to protect that arm a little bit. And, you know, on the left side, theoretically, your right shoulder would be a little bit more exposed. Maybe if you put him on the other side, it's on the sideline. I mean, I don't know if that's
If that's the issue, then he shouldn't be playing.
Well,
yeah, I agree.
I would agree. I would agree.
Yeah, I agree.
But you do know
right,
that
guys,
he's still dealing with some.
I won't take too much of your time. I wanted to wish you a good game. And you're coming down to D.C. next week, right, Paul?
No, Eric and Fred will be handling that.
And they'd like to meet you somewhere, they said.
Yeah, I mean, I'd love to do that as well. But I'll be at the game. I'm trying to get to the tailgate party that Patriots Nation is organizing or wherever they want to. I'd love to buy them a beer or a few.
Cool. Well, they'll
all
look
right.
forward to it. We'll talk to you next week, bud.
Sounds good. Take care, guys. Go Pats.
Thanks, Olivier.
No bats!
Kevin, I'm sorry, Fred and Eric, they look, especially Eric. I mean, he's like, you know, all of a sudden he's...
Man of the people.
Well, Eric might not have
what does he call himself?
For...
A bon vivant?
Yeah.
Is that what Fred says?
He might not have time for Olivier
with all his chicks.
Taste,
that's
you know
true.
What I mean? His roadies.
And an interesting email comes in from Nano Steel.
What's up?
Very angry.
At me?
No.
Oh.
Defending you.
Oh, I like it.
Andy, what is up with Greg Dickerson attacking your credibility and dismissing your opinions on Friday Night Sports Tonight Show by pointing out that you work for the team paper? Is there a more biased reporter in Boston than Dickerson?
No.
Is there a pair of green Celtic balls that he hasn't tenderly massaged? And yet he has the gall to attack PFW's credibility? You wouldn't have taken that crap on PFW. Next time, don't take it from that ball-washing fraud. That's Nano Steel.
I don't think I take it. I fired back.
I can't. Well, the reason I read that is I just wanted to hear you taking the high road. I just I couldn't buy that. Much like you not but I falling into the sexual
personal.
Innuendo.
I immediately thought of that kind of stuff, Mr. Celtic, but I actually took it on face value and continued to talk about the Patriots and Tebow. It was a Tebow-related comment. Gary Tangway asked if they needed spikes for the Tebow game, and I said no, they only need Brady to show up for that game, because once Tebow goes three and out three times, it'll be 21-0 and none of his miracles will come. And then he accused me of being a homer or something because I said they were going to blow the Broncos out or whatever.
Oh, well, then I guess it's a good thing that I wasn't on the show, because I'm not sure if I would have handled it as well, because I would have said the same thing.
I'm a professional. I am the first.
He's not
thing. That's true.
And I probably would have pointed that out at
some
point.
He was just getting some shots in because it's his last few chances to do a real show, and then he'll go do sideline
reporter for Celtics regular season games.
You know, and he'll be trying to pretend that Rondo is the greatest point guard in the league when he can't shoot from the outside, can't always finish plays, and is a baby.
And the general manager's been trying to trade him constantly for 2 years.
And yet, people are trying to spin this. We won't get off topic too. That he's, you know, this is going to be a motivating factor for him.
Opposite.
He sulks.
Opposite.
We know he sulks. The president made a joke about him, and he sulked. They traded his friend, and he sulked. I think we've seen pretty much he sulks.
I would agree.
And he's got bony shoulders.
Let's see. James in Brisbane is next up. Hello, Paul and Andy. It's great to be back listening live for the first time in a couple of weeks.
Schedule's good for you, huh? What's he like, 12 hours ahead? So
yeah, well, he's been teaching in primary school the last 2 weeks, so he's had to watch games on delay, but not this one, baby. It's because we're back to 1 o'clock here local time.
Ooh, you got a great one to watch live.
It's Colts week, and I'm fired up for another great round of Brady and oh, yeah, he's got that neck thing. Who cares? I heard on the podcast of this show that you asked, how do us international fans do the all-nighters? Andy, you asked that last week.
I do.
The simple answer is my best friend, caffeine, which if you can't tell, I've had a bit of already.
Aye.
Waka waka. I can see this game starting off close as Brady and company take a wild kick into gear. But once they get it going, they won't be stopped. My James from nowhere close to Vegas play of the round is to take the Pats, -20.5, and the under, since I don't think the Colts will hit double digits. I need a good solid win today to make up for other teams' results. The Brisbane Roar, that's Australian MLS, had a 36-game, 15-month undefeated streak ended this afternoon. So it's on the Patriots to end the weekend on a happy note. Love the shows, and thanks to you guys for helping me survive teaching the last 2 weeks. All the best. James in Brisbane.
Good morning.
I was wondering why we hadn't seen him very much.
He's been busy teaching the Kangaroos of Tomorrow.
Ah, are you ready, comedy partner? Waka waka.
Is Paul my comedy partner?
Waka waka.
I'm your straight man.
And Eric would be Gonzo. He's the purple one with that huge nose.
Because he couldn't be the straight man.
That's true. He could not be the straight man.
Colin is in Brussels. And
my pants.
he wants to know. Here with another epic Patriots-Colts matchup. I'm predicting a good competitive game. Right up there with some of the all-time great contests, like, for instance, Bears vs. Patriots, 1985.
Oh.
Tyson vs. Spinks, 1987.
Oh.
Oh, I don't know if I can read that next one. Godzilla vs. Japan in 1954.
Oh,
should be a good one. I'm predicting 78-1. That's right. The Colts will be the first team to record a half a safety. Yeah. So
Good job skipping over the offensive one.
Did I express discretion properly there? Yeah, I'm having a hard time generating anything for this one. Because even if you have hatred for the Colts, which you should, that's a big rival, it's not really the Colts.
Right.
You know?
The Colts guy is signing autographs for your fans on the sideline,
yeah.
Which I like. I give him credit for. I think that's a fun little thing, acknowledging the rivalry and the history and the greatness of all of it. But, yeah, that guy is on the sideline with a Sharpie and is not going to play today. He's got a baseball cap on. I did enjoy how Mike Chappell said, you know, look for the Colts to run the ball while this game is competitive or close. So for a drive or two?
Yeah, evidently they're going to try to shorten the game, but,
won't work.
You know, A, Patriots' run defense is solid.
B, their run game not that good.
The Colts' run game isn't very good. That's one of those, you know, Billisms that he spins. You know, this is the most production they've had in the run game, you know, throughout the last decade. Well,
right.
That's because they've had Peyton Manning and don't want to run the ball.
Incorrect. That is correct.
I did want to get – I wish, you know, we had some more time with Mike. There were some elements I'd be interested in about the whole – you know, he thought they'd win 4 or 5 games. You know, how much different is that, going from 10 wins to 5 wins as opposed to going from 16 to 11? It's different. Like the Patriots went from 16 wins to 11 wins.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Now, going 11-5 is 11-5. That's different, you know. But I just wonder, you know, how much of a change that is. You know, you were five games worse than you were
right.
with your quarterback.
You took over a perfect team, and you were not near perfect if you're Matt Cassel. You took over a team that was dogfighting to get in the postseason, 10-win team, and...
Yeah. But what I was curious about with Mike is what he thought of Jim Caldwell. I mean, we didn't really get into that.
Right.
Because I feel like if Bill Belichick, and I've said this many times, if Bill Belichick was the coach, everything else is the same.
Mm-hmm.
You lost Manning. You lost all these players. You have all these, quote, practice squad players that Chappell said playing starting roles. Bill Belichick would have four or five wins. There's no doubt in my mind.
I agree. Especially.
I think he'd be sniffing 500.
But especially the way they're scheduled. I mean, they've been in games.
Yeah. They've had eight games that were one-score games in the middle of the fourth quarter. And obviously didn't win any of them.
Now, the problem is when they've played good teams with good quarterbacks, like, I don't know, the Patriots.
Right.
They've got
this isn't
going
to be one of those games that's competitive. I agree with that.
According to, we're obviously in a dungeon here at Gillette Stadium. We are live from Gillette Stadium, but we can't see anything outside these walls. And according to Eric on Twitter, a matter of a few minutes, it went from bright, sunny, cloudless skies to completely overcast here in Foxborough.
Only in New England, Andy. Only in New England.
I wasn't going to mock him. I left that part out.
No, well, that's what I do.
Why do you have to make a mockery? He is our coworker.
Thank you to Roddy for sending in another photo. We'll get that one up on the Facebook page,
hopefully.
It's not of
his Roddy, is it?
Let's go back to the Ace Ticket Hotline here as we get ready to take our third and final break of the afternoon. I almost said the afternoon because I'm so used to it, but it is still the morning.
Well, actually, it's the afternoon.
That's true.
Afternoon.
You know the phrase, after
noon?
Noon has passed, so technically we are afternoon.
But technically it would only be our first break of the
afternoon. And in Australia, it's nighttime, so
shut
we
up.
Probably shouldn't, you know, reference those types of things.
Brian in Brighton, how are you?
Hey, what's up, gentlemen?
We're doing great. How are you?
It's funny you guys just said that because that was the first thing I wanted to bring up. I love 1 o'clock games.
So do the players. Did you hear Wes Welker talking this week? He was like, yeah, you get the game out of the way, then you can go out, have a nice dinner. It's like he's already looking past the game to, where am I going to have dinner?
See, you always make fun of us, but that's all we ever do.
It's all about personal. It's getting the work out of the way and then going and having a nice meal and enjoying it.
Yeah, I forget the expression. There's something about, you know, like, it's the curse of being so successful, I guess. I mean.
High-class problem?
Yeah, exactly, right? I mean, it's a first-world type problem.
Yep. No question.
For us, we have to get national coverage.
Right.
But I wanted to just touch on something real quick with you guys. It's been bothering me all week, especially, I mean, with Pete Shepard as well.
I agree.
Well, specifically Pete Shepard. I don't understand this attack on Polian about the crash of the Colt. I mean... Everyone's saying, oh, you know, he screwed it all up. I mean, the whole team collapsed because Peyton Manning went down and, you know, they didn't have enough behind him to deal with it. Well, I don't think any of us would argue that Peyton Manning, I mean, is arguably one of the best, if not the best quarterbacks in the recent history.
No, I agree. And Mike Chappell from the Indianapolis Star talked about that a little bit. What exactly were the Colts supposed to do? Not accentuate their great quarterback? And I think this is I think he hit the nail on the head. The reason why it's been so bad is because the last couple of years, after much like the Patriots, after some great years of drafting, the Colts have not been very good in the draft the last couple of times around here. He brought up guys like Anthony Gonzalez and Tony Hugo and Jerry Hughes. Those have been some of their early draft picks that have really done very little to contribute to the football team. And
yeah,
it's very similar to what's happening here.
And just like in, was it 06 when we lost to them in the AFC Championship game? I mean, that was a terrible team that we had offensively, and Brady made up for that.
Right.
And so, Cassel came in the 2008 season. We had Moss, we had Welker, let's not discount the fact that there was other talent.
With that schedule that they had in 2008, had Brady not gotten hurt, it's very, very possible that they were going to go 16-0 again. And
yeah,
I'm not exaggerating.
Exactly. So it's been bothering me all week. I mean, okay, yeah, they collapsed. But don't don't look there, sit there and tell me Napoleon screwed up because he put the whole team on Peyton. I mean, of course.
Plus,
you have Peyton Manning.
I don't know how you can. I mean, Polian's done an impressive job over his career. That's the other thing. The guy deserves some credit for a career in Buffalo, Carolina, and Indy where he built winners. He built Super Bowl contending teams that maybe they didn't win it all enough to make him the greatest ever. But to me, that's pretty impressive. When you do that in multiple stops in the NFL, you're a Hall of Fame caliber team builder. You're Bill Parcells. You're whoever you want to put in that list that's gone to multiple cities and had success. So I have to give him respect for that in and of itself.
Which is, and to back your point up, that's why I hate him.
Right, right. Exactly. And you hate him because he's also the rival and the whole, you know, they've directly met and butted heads over the years. And there's been the little tweakings back and forth with injury reports and, you know, piped in music and all these things. It's a great rivalry, but respect the rivalry and don't mock the guy, in my opinion, who has been a great football mind. And one of the guys leading the charge, kind of mocking him, was Bill Belichick this week on ESPN radio. I thought he took a shot directly at the Colts and Bill Polian.
Oh, I missed that.
Well, on just real quickly, and I'll let you go, Brian. You can listen to us, but I'll just to before we hit the break, Andy alluded to on Mike and Mike on ESPN Radio, Belichick appeared on Friday and said that he, you know, with talking about Tom Brady and being the constant here in New England, he said that he's very proud of the fact that they won 11 games without Tom in 2008, and he was quick to point that out. And I don't think there was any coincidence that came up during the Colts week. So
right.
That's where people took it, that it was somewhat of a shot at Bill Polian. Other people have said it wasn't a shot at Bill Polian. It was just kind of stating a fact, and he wasn't really talking about anybody else, just stating the fact that he was proud of the fact that they won 11 games. You know, I don't know. I don't know what's in Bill Belichick's head, but them's the facts. And we have plenty more to get to in our final segment here. We have a lot more emails coming in, including a nice apology from John in South Carolina to Andy.
Nice.
Your business traveler who's flying away, you can get more out of your working day with plush leather seats, including legroom galore, to stretch out your knees, feet, and more. Plus 36 channels of DirecTV in your seat gives you something to watch once work is complete. Log on at JetBlue.com or call for an experience dedicated to you above all. My name is Edwin, and I'm a JetBlue crew member.
And that was a dedication to you from JetBlue. Experience it firsthand at JetBlue.com/business. Based on the average fleet-wide seat pitch of U.S. Airlines, DirecTV service available on flights in 48 contiguous states only.
Hey, it's Jim from Ace Ticket, Boston's very own ticket agency. Ace Ticket is based here in Boston, so we know every seat in every venue. We're Boston fans just like you, from Boston sports to concert and theater. Whether you need one ticket or 100, Ace has you covered. So treat yourself or someone special. Call 1-800-MY-SEATS or visit aceticket.com and take advantage of our free and easy pickup at our Fenway Park or Boston Garden location. That's 1-800-MY-SEATS. 1-800-MY-SEATS.
Introducing the Droid Bionic by Motorola. So powerful it can access your home computer remotely and pull out your music, movies, images, and documents at the mind-melting speed of Horizon 4G LTE. The Droid Bionic. It's not only the master of droids, it's the master of machines. Control it, and you control everything.
Get the new Droid Bionic by Motorola and never sync with a cord again. Visit any Verizon store, droiddoes.com, or call 1-800-256-4646. Coverage details at verizonwireless.com/4GLTE.
That is the metaphorical sound of you hitting your head against the wall in your search for the perfect brand new car. Let's chalk it up to the fact that you didn't know AutoTrader.com even had new cars. See, AutoTrader.com lets you compare new cars side by side, even special offers, so your head and heart can both get what they want. Say your heart wants a sporty 2011 coupe, but your head wants the best deal in town. Bingo! A never-been-owned-before coupe that your head and heart can both agree on. AutoTrader.com, now the ultimate new car marketplace.
Okay, I'll have the Giganto Burger with Cheese Combo.
Oh, will that be all?
That's it.
Go, Pabs!
What?
If you're like this man, you have what is known as a healthy obsession with the Patriots.
Hi, just the jeans today?
Yeah, thanks.
Go, Pabs!
Okay, that was weird.
I know, right?
At Bank of America, we understand, and we can help. I'll just take this when you're ready.
Oh, here you go.
Go, Pabs!
Indeed. Go Pats. With Patriots checking from Bank of America, you can do more than just tell the world about your loyalty. You can show them by getting the Patriots logo on your checks and debit cards.
I say, here's a baguette. Go long.
I'm open.
Whoops. Ask your Bank of America associate if Patriots checking is right for you. Or go to bankofamerica.com/patriots.
Bank of America N.A. Member FDIC. Copyright 2010 Bank of America Corporation. And account setup fee may apply in some states.
Patriot Place in Foxborough is New England's premier entertainment, dining, and shopping destination. Experience the Hall at Patriot Place, presented by Raytheon, an interactive museum dedicated to the history of New England football. The family will want to check out the latest summer movie at Showcase Cinema Deluxe, or a concert or comedy show at Showcase Live, shop retailers, and the region's only Bass Pro Shops. And of course, there's always dinner and drinks as you dine outdoors and take in the sunset or the view overlooking Gillette Stadium. Experience world-class medical care at Brigham and Women's Mass General Health Care Center, located on site at Patriot Place. The region's only four-star hotel, the Renaissance Hotel and Spa, offers luxurious accommodations, including the ultimate in pampering at Spa Epochette. Special events are always happening at Patriot Place, from Kids Club Storytime every Tuesday to the area's largest classic car display. Patriot Place is located in Foxborough next to Gillette Stadium, and parking is free. Visit patriot-place.com for complete store and restaurant hours and event listings. Patriot Place. Shop, dine, enjoy.
Hey guys, pumpkin coffee is back at Dunkin' Donuts.
Awesome. But what's with the guy behind you playing the timpani drum?
It's a big deal. Dunkin's pumpkin coffee is back for fall.
So you hired him to play every time you say pumpkin coffee?
And when I say something smart in a meeting.
This is big. Pumpkin is back at Dunkin' Donuts. Hurry in for a hotter iced pumpkin coffee before it's gone. America runs on Dunkin'. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer.
Guys, I think the lady at Dunkin' Donuts is totally into me.
Why is that?
She made a delicious chicken salad sandwich just for me with celery and herbs on an oven-toasted croissant.
Yeah, they definitely do that for everyone.
Can I just enjoy this moment with Dunkin' Chicken Salad Woman in my heart?
Hurry in for Dunkin's new bakery-fresh chicken and tuna salad sandwiches. They're hand-built just for you. America runs on Dunkin'. Price of participation may vary.
All right, guys, ready for 2 weeks in the wild or what?
Absolutely. Yeah.
All right, then strap on those backpacks.
Hey, let me just check this text.
Oh, come on, man.
Oh, no.
What?
Not now.
What is it?
McRib is back.
What?
We're going to miss it.
This backpack just got really heavy, guys.
Everybody back in the car. We are going to McDonald's.
Yeah, good.
McRib is back for just $2.79. But that saucy pork goodness is here for a limited time.
What do you think? You guys want to do a golf trip instead, maybe?
That's kind of nature, isn't
it? Right? Yeah.
The simple joy of big news. Price and participation may vary for a limited time.
Planning a tailgate party of your own for this week's Patriots game? We want to hear from you. Tune into the Patriots pregame social before every Patriots game and be part of the show. Call the Ace Ticket Hotline at 508-298-0398 or email the show at webradio@patriots.com. The Patriots pregame social, live every game on the Patriots Facebook page.
Heading down the home stretch. Patriots pregame social here at Gillette Stadium. Andy Hart and Paul Perillo. Got lots of emails to get to still. The Ace Ticket Hotline.
You know where that music would have sounded good?
Pregame?
Out on the field during pregame warm-ups.
Yeah, we're hearing a lot about the lack of pregame noise.
Tom Brady entered the field, no music.
Sans Jay-Z.
I don't know what's going on.
But anyway.
Paul, you know how Bill likes everything to be the same, and he wants us to treat this Colts game like every other game. No pregame music, I'm just saying.
Anyway, let's get to the Ace Ticket Hotline and check in with Johnny in L.A.
Hey, guys.
What's
How
up,
Johnny?
Hey, just wanted to call and see if anybody has weighed in with the idea that perhaps releasing Taylor Price, just part of Belichick's grand plan to surprise people in the playoffs by re-signing him right at the end.
Yes. Yes, I'm buying.
Andy, are you you're surviving?
I am. I'm okay with it because I got what I wanted, either play him or cut him, and they chose the latter. I would have, you know, preferred the former, but... They fished or cut bait.
Yeah, I know, but I feel like it just feels like cutting Sanders, cutting Merriweather. Not the same idea, but the same sort of recklessness, the same sort of almost like anger. I don't know. I
don't think there's anger. I think this one you can explain. You know, it's like one of those divorces where they don't hate each other. They're just not in love with each other. It just didn't work. And they can both go on and have their separate marriages. I think there's a chance Taylor Price can make plays for maybe a lesser offense, a less complex system in the NFL. But he didn't have it for here. And you need to have it. You need to be on the same page with Brady. And I don't think he was ever going to get on the same page.
It just would have been nice to see him play once. You know?
Yes. I mean, tell me about it. I've been clamoring forward for a year and a half now.
Yeah, and we all kind of thought today might be a day, you know, with
preseason
the,
game. It's his kind of playing
with
time.
The game getting out of hand early as we expected to. We thought there might be a chance to get him out there and see how he looks. But
yeah, I mean, what would have been the harm?
The Colts suck. They wouldn't have had a center apparently in their mind.
Yeah, they needed a backup center, or in this case, a fourth string center.
We'll see what happens when I don't know. There's someone who they probably. Especially against the Colts, could have done without, I think. But whatever.
At least we can now. First of all, it's really no different because he was taking up, or he wasn't playing last week, so we weren't going to see him either way. He was a healthy scratch. But now let's just turn our focus. Let's have an open mind. Taquan Underwood is the young, developing receiver. Maybe he has the talent. I don't know. He's the opposite of Price for me because every time I see him, he drops the ball instead of catching it. But maybe he's the young guy they're going to develop.
Hope so. And obviously, Bill Belichick, I think, knows more about football than I do. So
than you, yes.
Yes, I think so.
Did you get that? Than you?
Not
in other words, not than Andy?
Hey, it is what it is. See ya.
All right, Josh. That's John in L.A. And, I understand. There's people that aren't really happy with the whole situation with Taylor Price. We're getting more emails about it, too. Eric in San Francisco. Did you see that? Did you read the bottom?
No.
Oh, okay.
I just laughed that it's Eric in San Francisco.
From Buccaneer in San Francisco.
So that's why he's not giving us anything from the press box. He's in San Francisco.
That's right.
For those of us on the left coast who did not catch the first hour of today's broadcast, please give us the quick recap on the release of Taylor Price. We understand the Pats needed to sign McDonald to the offensive line, but do you think Price will get through waivers and sign back with the team, or is he gone?
Gone. I think he will get claimed by somebody. And heck, if he made it through waivers, I don't know that he'd want to come back. If you're not on the same page and Brady hates you and you're not working and they don't like you, whatever that behind-the-scenes issue is, why would you want to come back? Take a chance elsewhere.
Does his release answer the lingering question of whether Brady had confidence in him? I agree with Andy. I wanted this kid to be given more opportunities, and I think we lost a young, talented downfield threat. It's basically been unanimous, but... I did want to get to John in South Carolina's backing of you, apology to you.
Yeah.
He says he wanted to apologize to Andy earlier in the week. I referred to Andy as Felger. My only exposure coming while watching Paul on Felger and Maz. I tuned into that show without Paul, and while I still think Andy cares more about being right than anything else,
true,
answers the question he wants to answer instead of what was asked and chomps onto a subject like a pit bull.
But he is
in no way the overly repetitive, annoying, unlikable ass that Felger is.
So I'm not an ass! I'm not an ass.
So, Andy, I apologize. Paul, you are the only reason to watch that painful show. Thank you, John in South Carolina.
Oh, I think there's another reason to watch that show. To look at... Good God!
Oh, my God.
Was he stung by a bee man?
Just to let Nathan know, Nathan in Southern California, that
South California.
Well, I was going to say Carolina again.
Because that would be wrong.
That was the last one. So I corrected myself, and of course you have to jump all over every time I misspoke. I apologize 1,000 times, but I occasionally misspeak.
At least the Jets hasn't blue today on this pregame social.
And it hasn't been the Jets blue.
That's what I mean.
Not even once.
I know, but you'll next time.
But he wanted to know about Devin McCourty. He is playing today. He's active, and
I'll be keeping an eye on him because I think he's still nicked up. Interesting to see what kind of apparatus he'll have on the shoulder. I'm sure he'll have that range of motion limiting strap that you kind of strap onto the bicep and is attached up top to the shoulder pads. But I have my doubts about him. He looked awful ginger with that right shoulder in the locker room taking his shirt off the other day.
Do you think the time away might help him? I mean, let's face it, he struggled. He struggled
numbers.
All year.
He didn't give up any passes.
He struggled all season long. But do you think the fact that maybe he had a couple of, couple of games off might allow him to sort of regroup and maybe get it back together a little
bit?
Sure.
Or maybe be more fundamentally sound because he'll be thinking about his technique even more so with a limitation at the shoulder. I don't know. Sure, that's a great question. The problem is, people are assuming the defense is going to get better as they get these guys back, but the defense wasn't all that good when they played.
Yeah, now they stand to be
better.
So you need
those guys to be who they're supposed to be, not who they were.
Patrick Chung, Devin McCourty are better, even at their worst, than the guys that are playing in their place.
Sure.
Sterling Moore and Antoine Molden.
Philip Adams. Julian Edelman.
McCourty couldn't do bump and run before. Why are people thinking that him coming back from a shoulder injury is going to allow him to jam guys on the line more effectively?
Well, he's better at it with one hand than he is with two.
Buddy,
Jim Abbott, if you had given him two hands, he probably wouldn't have been the pitcher he was.
It wouldn't have been fair.
Right.
But our buddy Iggy in Madrid chiming in. He's very excited about the 1 o'clock start. 1,900 hours in Spain. I want today...
In the military.
To total annihilation of the Colts. Remember, Andy, the 06 AFC title game, because Iggy does.
That's true. I think it'll be a total annihilation. I don't think they'll be calling the dogs off. You know, even though I joke, when will we see Brian Hoyer, and I said never, I don't know if some people take the never to mean it's going to be too tight, you won't have a chance to put Hoyer in.
Oh, no.
It could be the other way. It'll be so much of a blowout, you keep the foot on the throat and don't give in.
Hyder in Ontario.
Whoa, I think that's called kidnapping.
Hyder in Ontario.
I wouldn't hide.
I can't wait for this game. This is going to be just a good old-fashioned blowout. But I was wondering, with all the holes that need to be filled in this team, what two positions would you draft for our first two picks? And would you trade the two first picks up to get a single player, and what position would it be? And also, more of a technical question, why does my Facebook media player keep pausing during the show? Matt, can you help him out on the last part? And you know, I'll go to Mr. Draft for the first two.
I mean, the best way to do it that I've figured out,
iTunes. Have
two separate Facebooks open. Like two separate.
So you can comment on one and listen on the other.
Exactly, because when you comment
and one
comments are coming through, it slows it down a little bit.
I've heard it's really good to listen on iTunes as well, where it's available. iTunes Radio or something?
Yeah, iTunes Radio, you can also listen, and then you don't have to worry about the stream.
Having recently joined the iPhone, iPad world, Apple does everything better, so go with an Apple when you can.
Peyton Manning doing an interview right now.
Live on the field.
CBS.
Fred won't like that.
No,
he's up in the press box ripping.
He'll be up in the press box sitting next to Fred, and Fred will be, hey, how you doing, Peyton?
Hey, Peyton, love your work.
hey, if they don't want you in Indy, you can come here.
I still think this team needs a long-term answer at pass rusher. I know, and we've actually seen that a pass rush over the last month has made the defense better. Now I'd like to get one of those guys that you can count on for the next 5 years, because Andre Carter is a short-term thing next couple years. Mark Anderson is a short-term thing, in my opinion. So I still think you need a pass rusher. Now it's getting interesting on offense. I mean, you have the tight ends. You're going to have Welker for at least another year when you franchise him, but developing a receiver could still be an issue. And I know people don't want him to draft a receiver high because, you know, it hasn't really worked out well. That's why we're talking about it today. You might have to think about a receiver to add to this offense because, you know, who knows what the future for Welker is. If you franchise him, who knows if he gets pissy or what happens.
And even if he's
Branch
is probably hanging by a thread. You're probably not going to have both of those guys back.
Even if you bring him back, what's he going to be? He's clearly lost a step. He's disappeared at times this year.
He's going to be a guy that can compete in zone coverages and have struggles in man.
So wherever it's first pick, second pick, you need to develop a young impact receiver unless you're going to, you know, think you can go out and get one somewhere in free agency or trade.
Andy, earlier in the show, you were asking for people to give their take on Tyquan Underwood.
We got somebody with a take on Tyquan?
Gene says he's watched him, Gene in Daytona. He's watched him a little bit the last 2 years with the Jags. He did okay, but he doesn't have the quickness, agility, or speed that I have seen from Taylor Price. He also adds that Josh Freeman's backup, who was also named Josh, that would be Johnson, is as good, and he doesn't expect any drop-off. And he informs me that he has a pot roast in the oven, and it will probably be dried out and burnt, so enjoy a Subway fresh sandwich and enjoy the game. Not the same thing, no. Not the same thing. He says the Colts have everything to gain by losing, so expect every trick in the book against the Patriots. He sees the Colts start the game with an onside kick, then trick plays, bombs down the field, fake punts and kicks, fourth down tries early, blitzing Tom from everywhere, and also trying everything unconventional on the Pats until, if they are lucky enough to get ahead, go back into a conventional game plan and run out the clock. Even one win, they would still get Andrew Luck and possibly hurt the Patriots. What more could Bill Polian ask for Christmas? Pats 10, Colts 6.
Now that would be funny. We should talk about, you know, Bill's little rant early this week where he snippily snapped at a local TV reporter. You know, he brought up what I think is legitimate. The stars on this team, the dangerous people on this team, are on the ends of the line of scrimmage on both sides of the ball for the most part. The two receivers, Garcon and Wayne, even though they're facing a guy, I mean, they have a quarterback who doesn't like to get the ball down the field. They can make plays. You know, I say it every week with this defense. You miss a tackle, and Reggie Wayne can go 70 yards.
You saw it last week against Carolina.
No, I think I said that, Andy.
Routine play. He ducked in between two defenders and so went about 60 yards for a touchdown.
And the other side of the ball, I'm not sure the Colts need to blitz necessarily. If they have a good day from Freeney and Mathis, who aren't having great years, but if you get a good day from them, and let's remember, 2 weeks ago, Matt Light was limping out in a walking boot. This week, you have Nate Solder because Sebastian Vollmer limped out in a walking boot. I mean, there's some questions on the end of the line a little bit there, and these guys can ruin a game. Not only do they get to the quarterback, they're the two best in the league at forcing fumbles when they get there. And if you get a couple of those fumbles, who knows? Maybe Orlovsky's in a game. Imagine that. If they got their first win of the season, Orlovsky got his first win of his career, that would be terrible.
Too much to comprehend, but it's
won't
time.
Happen, so don't comprehend it.
Time now to go upstairs to the press box and check in with PFW and Eric Scalavino and find out.
Hold on now.
Find out what's going on up there. Eric.
Guys.
What's going on up there?
No music, huh? What the hell's going on up there?
No music.
Okay.
No music. What are you looking for, Andy?
There's no music on the field, evidently, according to the
everybody else
of
in
tweets.
The world was tweeting that there was no pregame warm-up music.
Oh yeah, when Brady came trotting out here, yeah, his usual Jay-Z intro wasn't playing. They were doing a mic check at the time. So,
mic check.
But more importantly, I am still trying to get over the fact that Patrick Chung is not playing and Devin McCourty is, based on what we saw this week in the locker room.
Yeah, that was clearly the most notable aspect of the inactives for the Patriots. And I'm like you, I'm stunned, and I also will be watching Devin McCourty all day to see if he, you know, is limited and if he can stay on the field, because I got to think there's a chance he limps, well, not limps off, but gingerly walks off with his arm hanging like it was in the locker room the other day when I saw it.
Tell me what you saw with Nick McDonald, Eric. I'm a little bit intrigued by that tweet.
Taking first-team reps at center with Nate Solder occupying the right tackle spot. But, Brian Wendell, the previous backup center who was forced into starting, is active, is dressed, and was out there during the warm-ups, but wasn't taking any snaps, was just watching McDonald do the whole thing. So kind of interesting. You know, maybe they'll rotate like they've done in the past with, the guard position and even the tackle position. But and actually, even in the center position earlier this year between Connolly and Wendell, wouldn't be surprised to see that, but just a little surprised that McDonald getting the first team reps, and that'll be interesting to see how he and Brady interact and whether or not there are any exchange problems.
Yeah, and that's, we've seen that a little bit at times this year where the center position, not necessarily in the exchange, but has been kind of the weak point in the protection, or they've had a little miscommunication with interior games where, you know, guys crossing. So that will be something to keep an eye on, especially with the talent these guys have on the end, because you're going to be obviously focused on Mathis and Freeney. It'll be interesting to see what happens in the middle of the pass protection there as the Patriots try to throw the ball.
Good point there. And we should note, just on Mathis and Freeney, we're both on the injury report this week with non-injury, for non-injury reasons. They were given apparently veteran days off for rest or whatever. They were both out here in warm-ups doing everything as normal. Wouldn't expect that there's anything fishy going on with those two guys. They look like they're set and ready to go, unfortunately, for the Patriots' offensive line.
So, Eric, as you've been observing the Patriots' defensive backfield, was McCourty out there with the ones? What are some of the rotations there at safety? Give us an update on that.
Yeah, McCourty out on his normal left side, running with the ones, and your safety position like it had been. The rotation of, or I should say the combination of Ihedivo and Moore, probably what we're going to see again today. Interesting, though, too, on Anquan Moldon, who had a concussion at the end of last week's game and was limited all week. He's out here as well. So, the thinness of the defensive backfield for New England is also more questionable due to the, you know, guys playing with injuries. So if McCourty can't go, you have a guy who's coming off a concussion who was taking his place. So, there's a lot of fluidity in that defensive backfield still, and not showing any signs of, you know, completely getting back to full strength anytime soon, even though McCourty is back. And, it'll be interesting to see how much he can actually do today.
Eric, I don't mean to offend you, but I think this is going to be the lowest-rated segment of the show, and nothing to do with your interview, just the fact that, I don't know if you're seeing the CBS pregame show right now, they've been doing a long interview with Peyton Manning from here on the field at Gillette Stadium. And so I got to think a lot of Patriots fans clicked us off to listen to that, unfortunately.
Eric, did you get an autograph?
I did not, but several Patriots fans were clamoring.
Frauds, cheaters!
To try to get Manning's autograph.
Whores.
Along with a splattering of Colts fans who are in attendance. But, yeah, a lot of Patriots fans interested in talking to the Manning and getting him to sign things for them.
Fraud. Those are Fred Kirsch frauds. Fred Kirsch frauds.
Stop it.
Oh, Brady's the best. Brady. Oh, hi, Mr. Manning. Can I get your autograph? Frauds!
All right, any last bit pieces of advice for us, Eric, before we head upstairs?
Just one note on Julian Edelman. You know, we've seen him play all three positions, all three phases of the game the last few weeks. In warm-ups, he was exclusively with the kick returners and with the wide receivers. Didn't warm up at all with the D-backs, but that doesn't mean we're not going to see him playing that spot at some point, especially if there are, you know, the injuries continue to be a problem in the defensive backfield. But just something to note.
All right. Well, we'll talk to you in a few minutes. Enjoy the game.
All right, guys.
Real quick, I want to stick with the Ace Ticket Hotline because our a very good friend of the show, Eric Frenz, is on the line. Eric, how are you?
I'm great. How are you guys doing?
Good way to close us out. What do you got?
Yeah, well, I just want to check in on Andy and make sure he's not crying into his beer too much over the cutting of Taylor Price.
No.
I think there was a moment last night.
I had a moment.
Private.
But
private.
Then I had to move on, and I got what I wanted. I wanted them to either play him or cut him. They chose the latter, which is unfortunate, but, you know, now he can go somewhere and maybe get a chance to get on the field and prove himself that he can either play or that he can't.
Eric, God help us all if he turns out to be a Pro Bowl player, because he'll never let us forget it.
I don't think he'll be a Pro Bowler, but I think he'll catch passes in this league.
There's not
a long list of Patriots that leave here and you say, okay, they had stats elsewhere. I think he'll have stats somewhere.
Yeah, well, at least you had your moment of clarity, Andy, but wanted to get your guys' thoughts really quick on Freeney and Mathis. Am I the only one that thinks that that's a bad matchup for the Patriots?
No, I think that is a bad matchup because Solder has looked suspect at times, and Matt Light, we know, at times has had great games against Freeney, and other times when he's needed help, he's had better games. It changes this offense a little bit. If you need to use the tight ends in the backs chipping, it obviously cuts down on Brady's options. I mean, that's how, in my opinion, the Colts win. You need a big day from them. You'll need, you know, five sacks between them, a couple strip sacks, give them extra possessions, short fields, maybe a defensive score. That's the way they can win this game. And while I don't expect it to happen, it's plausible because they're very good.
Yeah, I think the counter to that is you run the ball right at them. And I think that's what Bill does. If it becomes a problem early and they're having a hard time handling them, I think he just changes gears a little bit and runs at them.
And a big Benny day. Get him those 15-plus touches. Let's get him a 100-yard game because the Patriots are 30-1 over the years when they have a 100-yard game.
Really? Well,
yes. Since 2001.
Individual 100-yard rusher.
100-yard rusher.
Not as a team.
30-1. Well, I'll look for that, but definitely, yeah, Freeney and Mathis were the only reason that the Colts were even in that game against the Steelers. And
correct.
I mean, you look at that, and that's it for them. If they can get a big game from those guys, and really, that's the way they play defense anyway. Those guys, it's
yep.
pretty much just all pressure off the sides, and you kind of take what you can get with them. But thanks for having me on, and I just wanted to let Paul know that we can confirm that Patrick Chung is missing this game. So,
good job, Eric.
Well done. You should be a national reporter.
I am confirming that I am going to leave here in 2 minutes and go upstairs to the press box, but I do appreciate that.
And I can confirm that he will indeed leave this studio.
All right. Eric, thanks for chiming in. Real quick, we only have a couple of minutes left here, Andy. I don't want to be remiss in forgetting our Auto Trader emailer of the week. Of course, brought to you by autotrader.com. And we read the email early on in the show from Gene in Daytona. It was the wonderful story that he told with his wife, asking him all kinds of Taylor Price-related questions and couldn't understand it. I'll go through that. His wife saw that Price was released. Why would they release a young receiver and keep Ocho? I said, they say that Taylor does not see the plays the same way as Tom. She said, I thought you said Taylor looked good in the preseason. Yeah, but it was with Brian Hoyer. She said, doesn't Tom run the same plays as Brian? Yeah, I guess. So, but, you know, I hear that on the John Rook Playbook show, everybody's making a big deal about a kid from a no-name school who has never proved anything on the field. She said, is he right? And I said, I guess. But Taylor has not proved himself on the field this regular season, but he sure looked good in the preseason. She asked, well, has he had a chance to get on the field? And I said, not really. Ocho has been out there mostly. The only one Tom has thrown to, she said, I don't understand. Why would they get rid of a third-round pick with such potential with these older guys with no future? I said they had to make a room on the roster for another center, and besides, he would be cutting into Ocho's snaps. She said, isn't Ocho the guy that's been dropping touchdown passes? I said, yeah, and they got a new guy now for that that drops him named Underwood. She said to me that I just don't understand football, I guess. I said to her, that's because you're not as smart as Bill Belichick. She said, maybe you're right, but I sure would not have given up on that kid. That's when I ended the conversation and lowered the axe on her and gave her the old BB response, I'm sorry, dear, but we just can't talk about players no longer on our team. So congratulations to Gene and Daytona for that. You are this week's winner of a $100 gift card to the Patriots Pro Shop, courtesy of AutoTrader.com. And we'll get that out to you as soon as we can. And did you know, Gene, that AutoTrader.com has brand spanking new cars? You do now. Compare the new cars and even special offers side by side so you can find the perfect deal on the one car that your head and heart agree on. AutoTrader.com, now the ultimate new car marketplace. And that's pretty much going to do it here. Andy, any final thoughts before I send everybody over to the curse words?
I still think this is going to be a blowout. I think the Patriots are going to have a lot of fun today, make a lot of plays, and have a lot of highlights.
You know, I said earlier in the week 72-3, but as I've had more time to think about it, I feel even better about my 72-3 prediction, and I'm going to stick with it. But as always, you can rant and rave and comment otherwise over with Fred Kirsch on Patriots.com at Kirsch Words. That should be up and going shortly, if not already. So the party is not over here. We'll see you next week.
This has been the JetBlue Patriots pregame social, live from the Patriots Facebook page. Now it's game time as the Patriots take on the Indianapolis Colts.
Sanchez awaiting the snap. He's got it. Drops back. Stands at the goal line. Looks. Fires over the middle. Intercepted. At the 10, at the 5. Touchdown. Patriots. Rob Ninkovich.
Be sure to tune into Patriots.com radio all week long for recaps and reaction to this week's game.
Fourth and goal, San Diego. Patriot run yard line. I formation behind Rivers. McMichael in motion, left to right. Handoff in the backfield comes to Tolbert. He is hit and stopped. Patriots defense holds. Gerard Mayo.
We look forward to hearing from you on next week's edition of the JetBlue Patriots pregame social.
If you're a business traveler who's flying away, you can get more out of your working day with plush leather seats, including legroom galore, to stretch out your knees, feet, and more. Plus 36 channels of DirecTV in your seat gives you something to watch once work is complete. Log on at JetBlue.com or call for an experience dedicated to you above all. My name is Edwin, and I'm a JetBlue crew member.
And that was a dedication to you from JetBlue. Experience it firsthand at JetBlue.com/business. Based on the average fleet-wide seat pitch of U.S. Airlines, DirecTV service available on flights in 48 contiguous states only.